Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, I'm out of breath. Not from running down the hall, but from scrambling the last half hour in here just trying to go through all the news that we've printed and researched today, last night and this morning. It is incredible what we've got coming up for you here today, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, has resigned, and in proper Orwellian fashion, they have declared victory. They have declared victory for Obamacare is why she's resigning. The truth is that she continues to testify that she doesn't know why the website's not working. Well, it's designed to not work and to get you in a database waiving your rights to have your bank accounts seized by the IRS when you don't get the health care, period. That's why they hired 17,000 agents 2 years ago gearing up for it. It's all in the stinking bill. But they know you don't read the bill. Just like national news been showing Russian troop buildup on the border with Ukraine, it's now confirmed, we're going to cover that it was a 2013 drill photos. This is the level of just total deception by these people. And they're doing it on purpose to where you just get acclimated to accepting total lies. I mean, look at this. Obama banks on Sebelius leaving to take heat off party. Oh, yeah, right. Everyone's just going to love $5,000 fines and penalties and interest when the country's going bankrupt and losing their doctor and seeing their insurance double, at least. She promised to stay until November, resigning because Obamacare has won. That's a quote. I'm reading from Drudge. You can actually go read the quote from Weekly Standard. Missing page of goodbye speech, final glitch on the way out. Administration makes it difficult to cancel Obamacare plans, which just hands you over to the corporations to be raped, the same ones that wrote it. And here's a really big story that's so important we're going to be covering. Bird flu close to mutating into global pandemic, human-to-human transmission feared. And depending on the type of bird flu mutation, we're talking about half the people that get it dying. Doesn't that sound fun? Nothing wakes you up to transmittable diseases like family members dying, like I've had two of in the last few months. And don't worry, they'll have some vaccine you can take to protect yourself, and Lord knows what'll be in that. It just absolutely makes my head spin. Lawmaker says cattle roundup reminded him of Tiananmen Square, and that's out of CBS News. We're going to have Cliven Bundy on in 30 minutes with David Knight with breaking news out in Nevada where the feds have stolen hundreds of cattle. They have now tasered and attacked more people last night for doing nothing. If you have signs, they say there's no free speech allowed. They attack you with tasers and rub your head in the ground. And they have a penchant for attacking small women. Again, the dishonorableness is so ridiculous, I can't even believe it. But when you look at history and you see footage of oppressive police, you know, lining women up in ditches and shooting them in Nazi Germany and in Russia and places, it's actually the plum is to attack women for cowards, for filth, for scum. The government's taking everything over. It's illegitimate. It signed us on to trillions in fake debt. It launders the money. It runs the drugs. Wake up. It's not legitimate. They've all got excuses of why they do it to maintain order. You're not maintaining order. Senator Sessions came out and told the truth and said, quote, law enforcement federally is being collapsed. Oh, yeah, the FBI is not even allowed to investigate white-collar crime now unless told by the Justice Department. The Border Patrol, when I was on the border, was not stopping any illegals and just waved us through this time at the border checkpoint when I was at Big Bend. I mean, it's just wide open, ladies and gentlemen. The last time I was there, you see 50 Border Patrol, I saw one.
The
globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And of course, the federal government, Homeland Security, paid millions of dollars for their national training centers for targets of pregnant women, old men, and children. And they're no hesitation targets to learn how to shoot old men, women, and children, and old ladies in bathrobes. When we broke that story a year ago, people did not believe it for a full week until the company said, hey, it's not our fault. Homeland Security paid us $2 million plus dollars to supply them with targets for their training centers nationwide. And this is what they sent us. DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. Company produces cardboard cutouts of non-traditional threats, close quote, pregnant women, elderly, and children. So now Death Race 2000 from the 70s, a true classic with David Carradine and Sylvester Stallone, becomes reality. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to John Bowne before I get into all the news. I literally had that feeling of deja vu and Twilight Zone-ness that you get every once in a while in the control room during the last break, because it was just hitting me that it's just all out in the open now. Cancer viruses and the vaccines, world government, the government funding Al-Qaeda, the government attacking men, women, and children, the government attacking women from behind and body slamming them day after day out here trying to start a fight and a shootout in Nevada. Here's a CBS headline. Tea Party lawmaker, Nevada cattle roundup reminded me of Tiananmen Square. Democrat commissioner says better have body bags for supporters of Bundy. And I mean, this is insane. So this is the idea. John Bowne, you had some really good points on this about how it's just now totally naked what's going on.
Well, my main point is that back when I was cutting government propaganda for the local news, I listened to you religiously, and I would have to go research what you were telling me, even though I'm surrounded by news. And now you come to work every day. I come here to work every day, and it's like we're holding on to this raging bison of tyranny. You know, we can barely hold on. We can barely even cover all the stories, and it's all completely out in the open.
And completely insane. It just gets crazier by the millisecond.
Where are we going next?
It's all coming to a head. Thank you, John. It is like downhill skiing, and it's just edge of your seat insanity. I mean, let me just tell you what's in the news today, okay? Let me just try to control myself and not dive into the first item I hit. Sebelius has resigned from HHS. Insanely, Eric Holder has come out and said it's basically racism that people are treating him with, quote, disrespect when he's ignored congressional subpoenas for 4 years. And he says no attorney general's ever been treated like this. I could dig up three today when I saw this clip in a few minutes online in the last 100 years that served prison time. The last one was John N. Menchel, served 19 months and died in prison due to his involvement in the Watergate affair. He was sentenced to prison in 1977, serving 19 months. I mean, I've got the attorney general saying that never happened. Of course, this guy's as white as a snowflake, as bald as a cue ball, and as goofy looking as a rattlesnake. The point is that's all they've got now is race card. You don't like Obamacare raping the daylights out of you? You're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're KKK, Hank Aaron says. Or if you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist, Hank Aaron says. Hank Aaron, it's racist if I don't like Obamacare, written by foreign banks? I mean, that's all these people have got is a religion of racial division. Being sold by the Democratic Party, the party of the KKK, who now has this line that if you're in the NRA, you're the KKK. The NRA was started against the frickin' AKK. KKK. Ugh. I mean, it is just so absolutely frustrating how ignorant the public is. And when you're informed, you watch these liars up there flipping reality on its head in a giant con game, and I've had enough of it. Ja'Kari Jackson had passes to go to the presidential civil rights thing that Obama was promoting. I mean, Obama involved in a civil rights summit is a sick joke while they're butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. And the Secret Service said, well, you know what? You got to press pass the event, but we're not going to let you in. Did Ja'Kari run around and say, I'm black, that's why they didn't let me in? No, that's not why they didn't let him in. It's because what's in his brain. It's because what he stands for is why he wasn't let in. Same thing with Kit Daniels. Was he not let in because he was white? No, it was because Kit Daniels is a patriot. We're going to play that. We're showing video of the Secret Service right there. I mean, this is all a totally sick joke. The Secret Service knows full well that InfoWars is not a physical threat to that criminal Obama. We want him to serve a long prison term. The last thing we want is for him to get killed. The globalists might kill him to make him a martyr. That's the only one of the only things they've got. That's a possibility, I believe. We want Obama to be taken very well care of. The last thing I want is a hair on his little chinny chin chin to be hurt. We don't want one of his butt hairs to be hurt. Or the dingleberries that dangle therefrom. All right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone off and made a joke. I apologize. It's just that we all know he has an official groom of the stool that takes care of that for him. The point is, so does the Queen of England. Actually, the president does have a toilet they ship around with him because they're afraid foreign agencies might get in the hotel room next door or something and pipe in and get it. I'm not kidding, folks. Type into the search engine, presidents carry toilet with them. And I'm not joking. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. See, I said I'd cover a bunch of news. Okay, I've covered like three of the things. Sebelius resigns. Holder says it's racist if you don't worship him as God on Earth and are against his criminal activities with Fast and Furious, you name it. Senator Sessions gave a five-minute, incredibly powerful speech where he said that the president is in a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement system on the border. Absolutely. As much as I didn't like being harassed by Border Patrol down at the border, actually, once I got there and saw one over 3 days, I was like, oh, my God, we're wide open. It's true. And that's being reported everywhere. Wide open, ladies and gentlemen. But when you go fly on an airplane from, say, Dallas to Denver, you're going to be harassed and asked questions. Internal checkpoints. They're setting up internal TSA checkpoints on the highways and everywhere. And it was creepy to be down there and to never see Border Patrol until I go to the Border Patrol checkpoint and one guy walks out and just waves us through. And I was like, hey, I wanted to bitch and complain about being a citizen and being harassed. What? And I realized, oh, my goodness, there's no border. I mean, whoa, was that a wake-up call? I was like, where's the Border Patrol? Where are they? I went all over the place. No one. Zero. 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 And it's being reported all over. They got the Border Patrol 100 miles in, pulling citizens over and beating them up. That's coming out in the news under orders. You got the other Border Patrol being shot at and hit in the head with rocks and acts of love. I mean, this country is being collapsed on every front right now. We got that coming up. We got Cliven Bundy exclusive out there joining us. You know, I love Fox News. I really do. We broke this story nationally a few weeks ago. Drudge put it out internationally. And then everybody, Fox, Glenn Beck picked it up. And then we're out there and Fox News shows up and goes, we have the filming rights on the Bundy Ranch. You can't be here. We're like, we're not even going to argue with you. Mr. Bundy, just drive 5 minutes off the edge of your ranch and let Fox News claim they control everything. Because they're there just basically calling the shots. People go, well, it is Fox News. Better do what they say. I mean, what a joke. Fox News' biggest shows have 3.5 million viewers. I have that many listeners a day. But there's the pomp and the circumstance and the sponsorship. That's why I built a big studio we're getting ready to use that looks like a Fox News studio. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm better than you, Fox, because that's all it comes to is how fancy your suit is. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and go out and buy $3,000 suits and go ahead and get the perfect tie and go ahead and get a woman to put makeup on me every day. I mean, I'm already starting to do it. You want me to do that? I will do it all, okay, if it means I can save this country. I won't come in here wearing a T-shirt anymore. How's that sound? I'll go ahead and suit up, do the whole tie. How's that sound? And if the photo matters, I'll land in a private jet with news media there if that gets people to listen. No, I'm not going to do that. The point is that we're in a war, folks. And the good news is Boehner, on top of Sessions coming out and saying we're seeing a deliberate criminal takeover, and two Texas congressmen saying it earlier in the week, now the dominoes are falling. The dam has broken. The train has left the station. Humpty Dumpty has fallen. And all the propaganda and all the race card baiting, can't put it back together again. Now Boehner, John Boehner, has come out and said we are seeing basically criminal activity and criminal stonewalling in the IRS criminal activity. Yeah, that's hardcore Soviet-style political persecution. And I'm telling you, if Holder doesn't go to jail, like John N. Mitchell and many others, I can say, I thought about this, what we know Holder's done is 50 times Nixon. You know what John N. Mitchell did? He obstructed congressional investigations and reportedly knew about 120 names in a file of people's IRS records. 19 months in jail for that. Look at Holder, man. He is committing every crime under the sun publicly. And when you say something about it, he says, watch it, buddy. You don't want to go there. I'll play the race card. Oh, please don't throw me in that briar patch, you race-baiting criminal.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know? Right now, you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter. While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year's supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is in the toilet today, down 82 points so far. S&P down 7.57. NASDAQ down right now 18.41. And we've got Mark Faber and others basically saying that the market is waking up to how clueless the Fed is with its QE unlimited. Well, they're going to try to bring in a giant inflationary implosion, deflationary implosion, to cover up the inflationary implosion. So they're totally rigging the entire market globally with supercomputers. But the Chinese continue to buy so much gold along with the Indians that they can't artificially suppress that commodity as well as oil, so it's all going to hell in a handbasket, basically. They're trying to create just a depression to cover up the hyperinflation, and it's not going to work. That's what most top economists are saying. And the stuff economists we were having on 5 years ago saying this, now that's mainstream news. So that's another big story we're following. Wells Fargo profit rises 14%, though, because Warren Buffett's an insider and controls the insider trading systems and also that endless money that comes up through Mexico that's laundered in Wells Fargo as part of the public record. But cops are going to pull me over and ask if I have drugs right next to a Wells Fargo bank that I can pull up Bloomberg talking about hundreds of billions a year in laundered cash. And nobody gets in trouble. Hey, cop, why don't you go investigate Wells Fargo? Oh, that's the FBI does that, Mr. Jones. Mind if we search your car? I mean, it's all a total fraud hoax. What a joke. I break with the hoax. I don't live in the hoax. I don't live in the fantasy land where I'm racist if I don't worship Eric Holder. Eric Holder. When I look at Eric Holder, I don't see a black guy. Doesn't even really look like he's black people I know. Looks like a white guy. Might be 10% black. The point is, I see a sniveling crook. But then when all his crimes come out and Congress finally starts calling him out for being a criminal and saying you're in contempt of a federal subpoena, you know, you should go to jail, and you did Fast and Furious and got caught lying, and you did Solyndra, and you're involved as a lawyer with all these big banks, and you're involved in all this corruption, and you're involved persecuting all these conservative and libertarian and Christian groups with the IRS and putting people in jail, you're a crook. And his answer is, oh, you're racist, just like Hank Aaron says that you're a racist if you don't like Obamacare. Really, I just thought I didn't want to lay off some of my crew. I thought I didn't want to go bankrupt. I thought it was really a bad deal. I should pay the bill. Here is Eric Holder. We're going to play this clip of Eric Holder saying attacks against him are ugly and divisive and saying, and he points at himself and he says, you know, this isn't about me. It's basically about race is what he's saying. And that no attorney general's ever been treated like this. Really? In 1977, John N. Mitchell, Nixon's attorney general, went to prison for 19 months and died in prison for obstructing justice and covering up for Nixon. I mean, this is nothing compared to what Holder did. And let me tell you, John N. Mitchell should go to jail, because when you are the head law enforcement judicial officer and you're involved in anything, you should go to jail. But, oh, he's like, I am the attorney general. And everyone's laughing and gasping like, I am God. It's like Nixon said, well, it's not illegal when the president does it. Yeah, it is, Nixon. And it's illegal when Eric Holder does it. When Obama said our military is under NATO command, he has the authority to do whatever he wants without Congress because NATO gives him the authority. I mean, that's worse than a dictator. At least it'd be an American dictator. He's saying, I get my orders from a foreign power and the UN. Remember that? I mean, this is all Twilight Zone level. This is all ridiculous. And if they get away with it, the sky's the limit. So here's Holder saying no attorney general has ever been treated like this, knowing the general public doesn't know how many attorney generals have gone to jail or been indicted or had to step down or have been died mysteriously in office to cover stuff up. Let's go to the clip.
I'm pleased to note that the last 5 years have been defined by significant strides and by lasting reforms, even in the face of unprecedented, unwarranted, ugly, and divisive adversity. If you don't believe that, you look at the way, and forget about me. You look at the way the Attorney General of the United States was treated yesterday by a House committee. Had nothing to do with me. Forget that. What attorney general has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
I can pull up John N. Mitchell being grilled 10 times that.
What president has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
Are you kidding? What president? So the whole implication is they're black. just, there's no end to this. Now you see the genius of the globalists putting Obama in as their closing pitcher. Because they're going to go for the Hail Mary, take down the whole country with a couple black guys at the head of it, hoping that no one will stop them because they're black front men. I mean, this is genius.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the
run. The Rancher's coming up. Breaking
Alex
news
Jones
on the standoff
the
in Nevada.
Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated or maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Here are some of the headlines concerning the ongoing crisis and standoff in Nevada. The feds are calling it an emergency. A BLM action in Nevada is unconstitutional. Kurt Nemo breaks down a report on Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, out of Article 1. We've also got County Commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. That's a Democrat in response to people who've had 140-plus years of the grazing rights to the property. They just tell them the answer is death. You know, the answer is they better be ready to die. Meanwhile, Republican commissioners and the state legislatures are calling it the new Tiananmen Square. They attacked more people yesterday, more attacks, more tasers, more women attacked. That's just some of the news. BLM, feds assault more protesters as First Amendment area taken down. That's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The right-hand side of Drudge also is covering it in great detail. And I'm told a bunch of armed militia has shown up, and I'm all for the militia. And I'm sure this is probably a nice militia. I have been made aware of some folks in and around the area that have been, well, identified previously as troublesome. And I would just say that just because someone says they're in the militia does not necessarily mean that it's not a federal provocateur arm. And again, I'm not talking about any of the specific players here. I'm just saying that if I was the feds, I would insert provocateurs into it as propaganda to then be able to demonize the larger land rights movement. And I'm not saying that's happening here, but certainly folks need to be watchful for those type of activities. But several militias have shown up in the area, and I'm sure they're great. I support the militia under the Second Amendment, the people to be armed, and I think folks that go there for self-defense should be armed. I do not think that anyone should start something offensively with the BLM. When they taser women, when they body slam women, when they attack people for the First Amendment, they lose. And Congress, the Senate, the state is all turning against the feds right now. And quite frankly, if people follow Mahatma Gandhi, we would hope that the BLM would actually club people in the head on camera, and that would destroy them and reverse their entire land grab movement. If a firefight breaks out, well, then that might be the shot heard around the world, and we're into the Civil War Obama wants to play Lincoln and the guy on the white horse saving everybody. And then they're going to start race wars and all other forms of division in this country. I want to avert that, folks. Homeland Security's lined up for a race war, lined up for a takeover. The whole pump's primed so the Attorney General can commit any crime he wants. And if you criticize him, you're a racist, as we just played earlier. Now, we're joined for the next 10 minutes, and I'll get into all the huge news from Senator Sessions and others, Sebelius resigning. They're from the town and the county bordering Arizona. They're in Nevada. Here's CBS News. Expect to see a band of soldiers. Militia members arrive at Nevada Ranch. County commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. Militias mobilizing to support embattled Clark County rancher in clash with federal rangers. And again, if they're real militia, which I bet they are, I think they're heroes. I just hope they conduct themselves like the men at Bunker Hill. Okay, don't fire first, but if they mean to have a war, then it'll start here. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. But I just don't want to see us pull the trigger first. Let's go now to Cliven Bundy. Sir, thank you for talking to us. I know you're relaying messages to him there. Get an update from him. What he thinks about the militias, new attacks on citizens. Is Cliven Bundy concerned about physical clashes? And then I want him to have the floor to talk about any new developments.
Mr. Bundy, Alex wants to know if you're concerned about militias here and any clashes. What's your attitude about people showing up here?
I'm not concerned about people showing up here. I actually welcome them. We need numbers. We need to... We need people of America to show up here and exercise their rights. I am not telling anybody to come, and I'm not telling anybody anything what they're supposed to do, except the governor and the sheriff of Clark County. I'll tell them what they ought to be doing.
What would you tell them to do?
Well, I'd tell the governor, I'd say, hey, you back up Nevada law, and you take care of your brand inspector, the Department of Agriculture. They're supposed to be protecting my property, not destroying them, not... signing my name on the bottom of brand certificates.
And you have recovered a couple more head of cattle today, haven't you? Some people from out of state came in and got some back for you, didn't they?
Yes, we got cowboys here on the ranch, and they're ranching. They're putting cattle in here. We're working them, branding them, and doing what we normally do. We'll wean some cattle and probably sell some cattle. And then we're going to continue to have a ranch operation going on, and the rest of you can join in and enjoy it.
And I think that's one of the key things, isn't it, is that you're concerned that the sheriff, as well as the governor, are not doing what they could do to de-escalate this and to really do their jobs to enforce the law. They have the law enforcement authority here, not the BLM. I've never seen the BLM even on any ballots to see if I agree with any of their policies.
You know, the Constitution is a supreme law of the land. If you read the Constitution, it don't say anything about United States Army being here dealing with my private property or your citizen rights and access to your public lands. If I was the governor of the United States, or not the governor of the state of Nevada, I'd tell these people, get out of my state. Get your army out of my state. You have no jurisdiction or authority here.
That's right. And there's nothing in the Constitution either about endangered species. Essentially, the 10th Amendment says if they don't specifically mention it, then the federal government doesn't have authority to do that. If people want to do something about endangered species, that really should happen at the state or local level, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be. Our custom and culture, our lifestyle is here. But you know how the United States get involved with endangered species through the treaty acts with other countries. This tortoise was bought out of a pet store in Las Vegas, it would probably come under the Endangered Species Act. In other words, it's a commerce between two countries. But what about this desert tortoise that never crossed into Mexico or even crossed the state line? It's here in Nevada, been here in Nevada. The Endangered Species
Red Herring
Act is not involved.
David,
it don't qualify.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead, Alex.
The rancher at the center of this, if he just joined us out in Nevada, Mr. Bundy. Ask him to recap what's happened since we talked to him yesterday. More videos, more assaults. You guys got video of that. Feds arriving. The feds have now brought more BLM out of Arizona in, calling it an emergency. Get him to give us a report on the latest developments.
We hear reports that they brought in more BLM out of Arizona, calling it an emergency. Last night, we had a couple of people get tasered and beat up and detained for a while and then released. What have you heard about what's going on today?
Well, I know BLM had a gathering of my cattle with the helicopters and armed forces around the Lake Mead area. I had some cattle on the west side of Lake Mead, and they were gathering those cattle. The protesters went down while I was trying to load those cattle and protested. Evidently, there was, I don't know what really happened, but there was at least three people arrested. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whatever happened to those people, whether they're in their jails or whether they turned them loose. I don't know.
Well, we went down. There were three people together. They essentially detained. They didn't officially arrest two of them for quite some time, but they roughed them up pretty good.
Are the feds acting more imperious and arrogant and aggressive now, or have they backed down? I mean, what is the bearing of them?
Are getting more aggressive or backing down or staying the same?
Well, I can tell you they backed down around this protest area and around the ranch headquarters. I don't see their presence. Their snipers and stuff are off the hills. They still have surveillance cameras out. I know that. So our presence around here, we the people have come and the protesters, they have really made me feel a lot better about America right here. But they're still doing their dirty work at distant places on my ranch. Like yesterday, they were around along Lake Mead area, Overton Beach. They were still taking my cattle. And when the protesters found that out, they moved into that area. And, of course, some got hassled.
We got some pictures yesterday from one of your sons. I was here, and as I came in, he had some pictures of some snipers, I think, somewhere. Where was that taken?
Those snipers have been all the way around my ranch. I don't know for sure exactly what pictures, but I've seen pictures where we see the snipers on top of the hills.
Yes,
that's when they assaulted his son, is when he got the photos of the paramilitary forces waging war on us.
Yeah, everybody has said that, and when we were down just at the protest area, they had some very close buttes, and they said they had some guys training rifles on them from up there just at that short range. But I haven't seen any since I've been here because the demonstrators have pretty much scared them all off.
That's right. Again, to talk about what the legislator said when he's done.
Hang on a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
No, just questions. Ask him about the legislators, what he thought about what they said, what he thinks about U.S. senators and people saying this looks like tyranny, looks like Tiananmen Square. You know, get him to talk about that, and then them destroying the water pipes and 100-year-old water cisterns that the cows and wildlife are living out there that humans have improved.
Alex wanted me to ask you about the encounter last night with a couple of state legislators that got kind of contentious. What do you think about their approach so far, and also about these water cisterns and that they destroyed the other night?
Well, the politicians, you know, what can you say about them? I didn't really get involved. I stayed away because I, on purpose, you know, protesters were getting arrested at the same time the politicians were talking. And my advice, and this is what I said to my sons and everything, I said, why in the hell don't they go down there and take care of this problem, then come back and tell us?
That's right.
And anyway, that wasn't what happened. They was making a lot of noise, and I actually left and didn't really keep up with what went on there. But that was my thing. Why don't you go solve this problem, then come back and preach to us?
That's what I said. I said on air yesterday, he didn't hear me, but you were asking the question. I said if I was the politicians, I would become statesmen. They should have marched down and said, we're the state, stop what you're doing, let them have their grazing rights, you're a fraud. They'd be superstars. These politicians have no instincts.
Yes, absolutely. Alex is saying they ought to march down and demand that they stop doing what they're doing. They're telling us that they don't have any authority to do that, but they do have the moral authority. They do have the soapbox to stand up for your rights.
They have a state authority.
They have a state authority.
Well, sure, they got a authority. Aren't we in a sovereign state in Nevada? These are our elected officials, are wanting to be elected officials, and they do have authority. Our governor has authority to tell BLM and federal government, you have no jurisdiction or authority here. Get out of here. And our county government, the county sheriff, isn't his responsibility to protect us from people like that abuse that's been going on with these citizens? Yeah, that's his job. His job. What about those cattle that are stealing? Them are private property. My property. Why in the heck don't he arrest those rustlers?
That's what I asked the lady who was there. She kind of took the approach that, we just want to de-escalate this and make sure that nothing happened. It's like, well, you're talking to the wrong people. The people here are not starting anything. It's the people who are throwing ladies to the ground, grabbing them from behind. And I said, you know, at what point does it stop? You know, are they allowed to rape people if they have the right uniform on?
And this is, what's the sheriff supposed to do? I mean, isn't his job to protect our life, liberty, and property? Isn't his job to keep peace here?
Well, in fairness, the governor has come out and slammed it and said it was illegal.
Thieves? I mean, these people are thieves.
Hang on a second. Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Well, no, the governor has now come out and said that he slammed it and said it's criminal. We just showed the headline. So the governor is now saying it's criminal.
What did the governor say? I haven't seen that headline. What did the governor say is criminal?
And he came out and slammed it and said that they shouldn't be seizing his cattle.
Oh, good. The governor has now said that they should not be seizing your cattle, that's criminal.
Well, I'm good. I'm happy with that. The governor's got to start standing up and acting like he's a governor of the sovereign state of Nevada. If he said that, I'm happy.
Okay. I want him to be able to make any final points he wants to make, but my final question is, if we see him assaulting people every day, every evening it seems, is he concerned they're going to do it more and that they may push the wrong person?
Alex has one final question he wanted to know. Are you concerned that there's going to be more violence, that it's going to escalate since we see them continuing to do what they're doing, even after they said that they were not going to limit the First Amendment to an area? They seem to they still attacked those fellows last night.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. The governor did make a stand the other day and told them to take down the First Amendment area signs. I noticed they didn't go down, and they are still aggressive trying to get my cattle. So at this point, I would say the BLM is aggressive and continuing their what they think is their job to take me out of business. And the bad part of they're taking all of our rights and liberties here. This is a battle for liberty and justice, not justice, or liberty and freedom.
That's right. Any final words that you would like to, we'll give you the last word as you want to go out. Is there anything else you want to say about property rights, clarify the fact that if they take your grazing rights or water rights, they can take anybody's property rights. So.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, my last word would be this morning, the day starting out, let's go and fight for America and fight for our freedom, fight for our Constitution. And let's, Governor and Sheriff, get some guts and come with us as citizens and let's whip this battle. It's a battle for our freedoms and liberty across the United States. And I want to thank for all of the prayers and all of the thoughts. I'm really grateful for that. And it is helping. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bundy. We really appreciate you taking a stand.
Yeah, tell Mr. Bundy thank you from Alex.
And Alex says thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, David Knott, we're going out to break. I'm going to come back and hit other news. But Congress, Boehner, and others are starting to say that the administration's criminal and that the attorney general's criminal. And their folks are starting to resign. And this could really grow because they've done a lot more than Nixon ever did. I think it's time to go ahead and move to indict, just like John N. Mitchell, Eric Holder.
Oh, clearly it is. He's been caught doing all of the things that Nixon did, but to a far greater extent. If you remember the articles of impeachment, one of them was using the IRS against his political enemies. Another one was stonewalling Congress, refusing to provide them documents. And this has been going on for a long time. And so we have to ask, how long do we allow the federal government to break the laws before we have anybody stand up and do anything about it?
Exactly. And the country is on the verge of collapse. Cattle ranching is being announced as collapsing all over the country because they fixed the markets and are harassing small operators. I mean, we are seeing a criminal mafia takeover. The criminal instinct doesn't want to see any of us operating on our own. It wants us under a big box store controlled by an offshore bank. We are conquered by foreign banks, not by Russians, but by foreign banks. We are conquered by the Chi-Coms.
And everybody... No, you may not have a ranch, you may not have a business, you just may have a car and a home. And guess what? That property is registered in your state, your county. That's where you pay your taxes.
Travis County is trying to charge people I know who bought $3,000 old truck. They're trying to charge them more in taxes than the bill of sale and what Kelly Blue Book says it's worth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's an example. The power to tax is the power to destroy.
But at least at the state level where this is all registered, we have the right to, we have the option to theoretically elect somebody else. The BLM is not on anybody's ballot.
It's a rogue UN agency under UNESCO, literally under treaty. David Knight, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
This is all under a Bill Clinton executive order. 12,986, memory says.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
I'm your masters of war.
Economic war is the most ancient form of total war.
The big guns.
To dominate and control an enslaved population, slavery is economic war. It's making people dependent on you. We're going to talk about Senator Sessions and an incredible speech he gave. The full speech is up on Infowars.com. I don't play about 3 minutes of it, where he says the president's involved in a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement. Yes, they're collapsing everything. And you either recognize it or we fall. By the way, you either shop with local ranchers as much as you can, buy local as much as you can, go to farmers markets, homeschool as much as you can, go to private school as much as you can, or they win. You need to shop with the Patriots. That's how we fund our operation. With sponsors like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, great storable food, super high quality, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. Great non-GMO, organic, right here in the USA. Great customer service, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We have the sponsors, and then InfoWarsStore.com with the books, the videos, the pro-gun t-shirts, the great supplements. Across the board, the Inner Health Botanicals, but also the stuff that we've developed with Dr. Group and others, the best colloidal silver out there, the best lung cleanse out there, the Super Mel Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, Nascent Iodine, best out there, the Survival Shield, all of it, the great coffee. This is how we fund the operation. We need your support so we can hardcore put the info out and decompartmentalize the military and the police, and even government is listening, not just here, but worldwide. I cannot believe that governments all over the world that comes out in the news listen to us. I mean, I can't believe that governments can't figure out what's going on, but I guess they're compartmentalized. They've been so close to it. We really know the game plan. We really know how to stop the enemy. And we need your support. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR, MSNBC. Look it up. They both get taxpayer money. We're funded by you buying our products, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, later, Boehner's coming out saying it's criminal takeover with the IRS and they need to be prosecuted. Holder's freaking out because people are talking about prosecuting him, playing race card now. It's coming down. The enemy is not invincible. They've had up on us that they're over-the-top evil, so people can't understand it or caught off guard. But once we click, it's over. Now, let's go to Senator Sessions laying it out.
Since the president took office, interior removals have been cut nearly in half. They've dropped by 44%. More than half of the ICE removals since 2009 are the border apprehensions, where they just caught them at the border and send them back. These are not interior deportations as the statistics used to be focused on. More than half, two-thirds of all ICE removals last year were border apprehensions. So not, I said half earlier, it's really two-thirds of the numbers that they're counting as deportations and removals are really border deportations that weren't previously counted as such. 94% of the people removed last year, get this, were either apprehended at the border, which is not a true deportation, or were convicted of a crime while in the United States. Do you hear that, colleagues? 94% of the people that were removed were either people captured at the border or had committed a serious crime. And most of the rest were repeat violators or fugitives that had been out on a, arrested on a fugitive warrant. So, 99.9% of the 12 million illegal immigrants and visa overstays without known crimes on their record, including those fleeing from authorities, did not face removal last year. Former ICE Director John Sandwich said recently, if you are a run-of-the-mill immigrant here illegally, your odds of getting deported are close to zero. It's just not going to happen.
Now, folks, we're going to come back with in the next hour where he says it's a deliberate collapse. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend.
discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, folks, here's the headlines up at DrudgeReport.com. And we'll put DrudgeReport.com up on screen. Heavily armed feds surround Nevada ranch. CNN. Here's the top story above that. County commissioner says Bundy ranch supporters better have funeral plans. Lawmaker, cattle roundup reminded me of Tiananmen Square. That's CBS News. Family says to KSL, wake up America. They're taking everything from us. They have the grazing rights since 1877. Militia members arrive. We're not afraid to shoot. That's the Washington Times. I mean, this could really blow up big time. Senator Sessions says there's a deliberate plan for the president to collapse law enforcement systems. I was playing part of Senator Sessions' powerful speech. We're going to go back to that right now, and then we have a guest who's coming up.
Do you hear that, colleagues? 94% of the people that were removed were either people captured at the border or had committed a serious crime. And most of the rest were repeat violators or fugitives that had been out on arrested on a fugitive warrant. So 99.9% of the 12 million illegal immigrants and visa overstays without known crimes on their record, including those fleeing from authorities, did not face removal last year. Former ICE Director John Sandwood said recently, if you are a run-of-the-mill immigrant here illegally, your odds of getting deported are close to zero. It's just not going to happen. Now, that's the truth. I was a federal prosecutor. I know how the system works. I've worked with ICE officers and Border Patrol officers and prosecuted their cases. This is what the reality is. If an individual has false documents, which is a felony for American citizens, that doesn't count as deportable crime. It's only a drug dealing or a crime of violence or some robbery that under the policies that we're carrying out. So it just goes to show that our law enforcement system is in a state of collapse. It's a deliberate plan by the President of the United States, and it's wrong. And people need to be aware of it and need to stand up to it. And I think the American people are beginning to do so.
What have I been saying like a broken record the last few years? Because I've studied tyranny historically. I have studied how these systems operate. Tyrants test you and see what they can get away with. And bureaucracies do as well. Just like kids, you know, bad kid or an abuser. It's the same MO. And if they can get away with anything, they will do it. And there's no country in the world that has totally open borders. We basically have wide open borders now. You have to commit an aggravated felony to be deported out of this country now. An aggravated felony. If a citizen gets caught filling out a gun form wrong and doesn't dot an I, they charge you with a felony. Literally. And if you criticize all this, you're called a racist. If you don't like the attorney general who's in control of all this, allowing this to happen, you're a racist. If you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're a racist. Don't want to pay for all the illegals, you're a racist. The globalists are just bringing in the foreign groups to vote to take our guns. They're giving them driver's license, everything. But here's the attorney general. He says it's all because we're racist. Here it is.
pleased to note that the last 5 years have been defined by significant strides and by lasting reforms, even in the face of unprecedented, unwarranted, ugly, and divisive adversity. If you don't believe that,
no, it's lawlessness.
Look at the way, and forget about me. Forget about me. You look at the way the Attorney General of the United States was treated yesterday by a House committee. Had nothing to do with me. Forget that. What Attorney General has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
I don't know. John M. Mitchell went to prison in 77.
What president has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
Presidents have had to step down repeatedly. I mean, what are you talking about? She thinks you're dumb.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We had Clive and Bundy on at the center of what the feds call an emergency in Nevada bordering Arizona, where for 140-plus years, 50-plus families there, mainly Mormons, ran cattle on the desert. Now all sorts of oil and stuff's been discovered there. For folks that don't understand property rights, you don't just have to own property. Back in the old days, open rangers, if somebody didn't want to, quote, own the land, they would just run cattle across it. But by doing that and exercising it and building the water tanks and things over the last 144 years, you then get open range, use of it, you get the grazing rights, the water rights, the forage rights. You do it really being there a year if nobody challenges your claim. Then it goes to state court. They're certified at the state. Feds tried to buy the land from them 10 years ago, again 4 years ago. They bought out or harassed most of the other ranchers into selling their rights. They got them to sell their rights, the state and the feds did. This is all on record. And the general public just might as well be speaking Martian telling people this. It's just like a lot of people own a ranch, but their granddaddy, some of our ranch, we've sold mineral rights to. I've seen documents where some of the mineral rights were sold 80-something years ago by my great-great-grandfather. You know, stuff like that. And then my dad goes through the records and shows that, oh, but they didn't have all this land that's ours. And so they've, you know, been doing stuff over here with mineral rights, leasing it to other companies, and really that's our money. And then you go get land lawyers to go in and dig into all of it because they know you're ignorant about it, okay? Believe me, I know about this stuff, not at a lawyer level, not at a land lawyer level, but more than even most lawyers who don't study land patent and all this. And the government is run by foreign corporations under a Bill Clinton executive order with UNESCO. I made a whole film about it in 1997, America Destroyed by Design. And all over the country, they're kicking people off the land. They're kicking people off the land that they own, that borders state and national parks, or that is encapsulated by it. They will block your access on a road to it and then basically take it by adverse possession. The feds are. Well, you can't do that if you already had a continuous use on a road that is advertised as a public right-of-way. Well, what the BLM will do is they'll just go in with bulldozers and put rocks in there and backhoes, and they will basically spike the road. And then when you try to drive around it, they'll write you a ticket saying, oh, that's no longer a road. Nowhere in common law. Go read English common law, U.S. common law. They've had this in Britain where people build a golf course across a common law walking path, whatever, and they have to open it back up. It's the same thing here. And Britain's actually been upholding that because the Brits walk so much and the Scots and the Irish walk so much. Here, that's not the case, and people just don't know. And it's very, very frustrating to know about this and to see Clive and Bundy up there going, hey, I know my rights. And to go look at the state case, the governor said now, no, he had grazing rights, he's had it before he was born, and what the feds are doing is illegal and is criminal and is wrong. That's CBS News. So it's just like when the state of Texas unanimously voted in the House to arrest TSA when they pat your genitals. And I've had prosecutors from San Francisco on saying, if we see someone touch somebody's genitals in a non-emergency, non-probable cause situation, we're going to arrest them for assault, sexual assault. And you notice that happened in a bunch of other counties. Suddenly the TSA isn't groping as many genitals. In fact, they've stopped at most airports because we pushed back, folks. We said no. So Forbes reported TSA threatens to cancel all flights out of Texas if groping bill passed. Then the lieutenant governor and others killed it. And Rick Perry killed it in the Senate, even though they had the votes, because they've threatened to put F-16s in the air. They didn't just threaten to cancel flights. They said, we will stop air traffic. We will embargo. We will blockade the state of Texas. That's how the Civil War started. I'm going to say that again. State of Texas said, you're not going to touch people's genitals, and we're going to instruct the police in those airports not to do it. That's common sense, normal sanity, unanimous vote. The police don't want to do it. The TSA's responded by saying, we want to make our people armed now. Well, then you're going to have to get bonded officers. They want to pass a law to say, no, we can just give guns and whatever to our own goon squad, no training, no bond. We're talking a week-long course, and now, oh, that's a really great idea. That's a really great idea, is to arm the TSA. A bunch of mentally ill people who want to randomly sit around naked body radiation scanners all day getting cancer. I'm not saying all of them are bad. A lot of them have told me their listeners just want a job as the supervisors that like to grope people. And I know that's true. But this is the most dangerous group to give a uniform and a gun to because they go on these wild power trips. Statistically, the safest thing is a citizen. Now I'm going to shut up for now. I've always wanted to get him on because, you know, he just kept saying there'd be major earth changes. We're going to see massive earthquake increases. And you can look on his website, standale.com, and he has a what USGS graph I saw today, if you scroll down, that shows all the increased earthquakes. Now scroll down some more. There it is right there. See that white graph? Massive ring of fire increase, massive sinking and rising in different areas in the giant, massive supervolcano caldera out west. He talks a lot about that. And I'd hear him on Coast to Coast. I go, he sounds credible, but come on, how does he know in the next few years this is all going to happen? Well, it's starting to happen. His background is in computer programming, marine architecture, advanced propulsion engineering, and biblical studies, earthquake forecasting. He says he's held an above top secret security clearance and worked undercover for the FBI as part of an exclusive black project. And he joins us now just to give us his take on the whole world and what's going on in it and where he thinks we're going. Stan, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Good to talk to a fellow Texan, even though I'm in Colorado.
Where do you want to start first in this crazy world?
Well, I suppose you started off with earthquakes. There are several major curves, or threat curves, I call them, to the people of Earth. Geophysical changes, geological changes, astronomical changes, political changes, threat of war. All these factors are playing heavily upon people's minds today. The earthquake thing, I used to be able to predict them fairly accurately, between 70 and 90% on a given week, using data from the U.S. Naval Facility at Fenmac over in Monterey, California. They monitor very subtle changes in the electric fields of the ocean and the air above the ocean, plus the sea surface temperature variation. And this allowed me to look at water coastlines all along the plate tectonic borders. And I determined back in 1996, when I started doing this, that you could see changes in the water surface temperature because of the electron flow over that area in the air. And it would make like a little butterfly, a yellow and blue wing type signature over where an earthquake was going to happen. And I perfected that technique over the years until 2005, when the Fenmac facility, the Navy, put up a new constellation of satellites and new programs on a new Cray computer. And they did not allow me to then access the files I had before to generate these reports. Strange enough, I was accurate enough that the Association of Island States, or Island Countries, if you wish, asked me to explain how to use it so that they could use it to predict tsunamis on these small islands.
By the way, I mean, when I go to the beach or I'm going deep sea fishing, I would go look at the wave buoys, wind systems with NOAA and others. I'm noticing now more and more of that is restricted to the public. And so I'm seeing a tightening down on what was public data with all these systems, not just at the scientific level you're at, but just in my use of it.
Yeah, well, it is kind of predictable when you get a totalitarian government, and that's what we've got. Some of the information from Yellowstone Park, where we have the Yellowstone caldera, since I think it was about February of last year, the government made all of the USGS employees, truck drivers moving equipment in and out of the sensor ranges there, everybody sign non-disclosure agreements with the government, facing penalties of cash fines and also imprisonment if they told what they're doing there in Yellowstone. And we had a geologist break silence. I won't name him, but anyway. They have been running huge, high volume, internet lines from their sensors all over the Yellowstone Park area down into Texas. I think they may be now switching it over to the, NSA facility in Utah.
Well, I heard you 3 years ago on Coast to Coast, saying that Yellowstone was becoming active again when nobody else was saying it. Now, this year, it's all over the news. They're saying it's due to erupt. Associated Press, Reuters. But they say, that could be in the next 1,000 years because they say it happens every few 100,000. How do they know? They've been proven to show longer periods of meteor strikes, tsunamis, earthquakes, ring of fire activity. It isn't the hundreds of thousands or millions. It looks like it happens a lot more often. Correct, sir?
Well, degrees of eruption, yes. To have one of those catastrophic supervolcanic eruptions may be, you know, several hundred thousand years between times. But what they're doing now is they're measuring the increased appearance of helium, an isotope of helium gas, which was buried way down deep underneath Yellowstone. And when that starts to release, it means that there's geological activity down there in a deeper pool of magma, which they have recently discovered. And then they measure hydrogen sulfide gas and carbon dioxide gas emissions at the surface as well. All those factors tell us, especially the rotten egg smell from sulfide gas, when the magma is moving close to the surface. But these deep movements in the deep structures underneath there are a worry, because that indicates a massive
Sure. change. Well, you're the first guy I ever heard warn of it, so I want to hear what you say you think's going on from all the data. They certainly are being secretive, and a lot of wildlife has been moving out of the area. Stan Deo is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Super volcano straight ahead.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying that the supervolcano is going to blow up at Yellowstone this year, next year, 10 years from now. But from satellite, they now know, if you look at Shoemaker-Levy, the comet that broke into a bunch of pieces decades ago and hit Jupiter, blowing holes in the gas giant bigger than Earth, scientists had thought that super collisions happened every 50 million years. Now they went, we think it happens every few thousand. And now they know from radio telescopes, they're just rocks and asteroids and comets all over the place. And now they can look from satellite and see the Earth's more pot-marked than the moon. These things, we think, are probably hitting every few hundred years. And stuff that knocked out the dinosaurs is hitting, every few million or whatever. Who knows? The point is, the geological record's more sped up. Not even geological, the planetary record. And then you got these volcanoes. You got all the ancients reporting, it being dark for a year and most people dying and it being freezing. And people go, that's just ancient Sanskrit. That's a bunch of made up stuff. Floods, all this. Now we know the geological system isn't what the mainline preachers say trying to interpret the Bible. And it's not what the mainline scientists say. Stan Deo's our guest. You agree with that kind of dead reckoning statement I made? And getting back into the super volcano, you're the first guy I heard, I said years ago, decades ago, talking about it, 15 years ago or more with Art Bell and people. But then I heard the last 3 years saying it's active, becoming more active again. And now it's mainstream news that's rising and lowering and they're concerned, but don't worry or do worry. What's the bottom line?
Well, the bottom line is we're going to see trouble with Yellowstone, and we're going to see trouble with Lake Taupo caldera down in North Island, New Zealand. Both of those are under severe stress from different types of tectonic plate movement, but they are both supervolcanoes. And Lake Taupo erupted last in 87 AD. It sent up so much ash from the southern hemisphere that the Chinese astronomers at that time recorded 3 days of darkness after the eruption down there. Now, USGS has been told not to panic people because it hurts real estate values and the economy if it gets too serious. But people who read between the lines will see that we're being warned by USGS by drills and just kind of subtle warnings in the newspaper in California that earthquake activity and hence some volcanic activity is somewhat imminent. And they're trying to get people to gradually readjust their circumstance without causing a panic. Mind you, with all the illegals in California, I guess if that fell into the sea, it wouldn't be a great loss. But still, you got to give them a chance.
So, what are the technicals then on Yellowstone? Why are they so concerned?
Well, it's because the vent or the new plasma pool they found deep down has opened up a vent to the northwest, heading toward Mount St. Helens direction. This one is a very deep vent because when the Fukushima earthquake occurred, on that day I was watching the seismic helicopters at Yellowstone, and one of them, the northwest corner, picked up and rang like a bell before the normal shockwave could have even reached the United States. And that means to me that there is a direct hydrodynamic connection in the plasma, in the magma, between Yellowstone and the western side of the North Pacific. This is what they're watching because it will be a prelude to New Madrid. It'll be a prelude to a number of other volcanoes and breaking up of the West Coast. So the Yellowstone caldera is kind of a new kind of instrument in addition to being a threat.
Stan Deo is our guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, I want to show you a USGS, I know you know it, blast prediction path. From the eruption date, they claim 2.1 million, 1.3, and the last one, 640,000 years ago. So I guess they're saying every million years or so, on average, million to 800,000, I guess if you average it. We're talking lava and ash hitting as far east as Louisiana and Arkansas and Tennessee. as far north as into Canada and going into California, major hot ash, I guess, would kill everybody, blasting out from Yellowstone Plateau into Oklahoma. Where do they get these numbers, the last one being 640,000 years?
Well, they look at the carbon dating and various other gas components of crystallized glass that was in the ash that was thrown out.
Is there any megavolcano, a supervolcano this big that's known? Because I've looked at the other ones and they don't look like they're this big.
Well, the Lake Taupo eruption was pretty massive. It was huge. It fell into the ocean, a lot of the ash and stuff.
Which supervolcano is the biggest? How many are there?
Well, good question. There's one that's submerged. The Lake Taupo, there's Yellowstone. There might be one other one. I think probably four would be my count of the ones we need to consider.
So it's not very lucky to have it right in the middle of the U.S.
No, and it makes you wonder about the drills that the government's been running along the New Madrid, along Mississippi.
Well, explain to us the big picture. 18-minute segment. You'll have the floor. Stan Deo's our guest. Stay with us. StanDeo.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated or maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season for the super volcanoes to erupt. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands.
take you in this time to promise love.
Here is from the Army Times, April 28th, 1997, at a conference on terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction and Strategy, University of Georgia, by the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen. I remember reading this on air out of the Army Times when it came out. Others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. That is the, and you can click on the citing there, three, that's Army Times. You can see where it's cited there. Federation of American Scientists, addressed by U.S. Secretary of State, is that source. But I read it directly out of the Army Times when I saw it. There's a devastating tsunami bomb. That was in the New Zealand Herald that the U.S. tested. And Live Science reported on the tectonic weapon to hit Haiti. The thing is, see, when you're informed, this stuff's all admitted. But then the general public still doesn't know that spider guts have been around for 20 years. Or that you can buy a glow-in-the-dark dog for $4,000 from China 15 years ago. I could have a glow-in-the-dark rhesus monkey for $15,000 last time I saw the price that I could buy out of New York that was brought in from Hong Kong. I could have in studio a glowing monkey that's part jellyfish. And the general public just is still thinking they're living in Kansas, and you're not, folks. You're not in Kansas anymore. And this is the stuff we know about. Stan Deo is our guest. We're going to go right back to him in a moment. I want to get his take on that and more on where we're going, what the big threats are, and then geopolitically, and talk about the work he's doing over at standeo.com. But first off, just don't forget, we are listener supported. We're not taxpayer funded with stimulus money like MSNBC or $400-500 million a year, depending on the year, like NPR. We're funded by the high quality products we sell. ProPure is the best gravity fed filters out there. People are insane if they're not getting the glyphosates. It's even in the table water. It's not just in tap water. It's in the most of the well water, 97% the feds estimate. The sodium fluoride, it cuts it all out. It's the best filtration system out there. 10% off on all their units with promo code WATER. We've never been authorized to have a deal like this on their ProPure Traveler. 25% off the already lowest price out there. $153, normally $205. No one has anything like this. The filters of a leading competitor are $100 and don't even do what this does. Okay, they're extremely competitive. We have the best deals on ProPure 2.0 systems, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage, 25% off. And it's going to run until they sell out and a new shipment's coming in. So this will probably only run about a week. 25% off. I haven't plugged it yet. It'll probably sell out in one day. They've got a certain amount in the warehouse. I don't even know why they're offering this. They have a big shipment coming in. But there's no point. It would sell out in a month anyways. The point, we already had the lowest price. This is a great deal, and it helps fund our operation. And the ProPure manufacturers here in the U.S. are such patriots and such listeners that they're not even cutting into our profit on this special. Usually we have to agree on these. I have a contract on what I can give you. It's already caused disputes with other distributors that I give 10% off just perpetually. People really go crazy when I offer 15. They're now giving us authorization without us asking, 25% on the Traveler, which is a big system, but, you know, it'll fit in your RV or whatever. It's not like the bigger Nomads and the ProPure Big and the ProPure King. They've got the pitchers. They're the best deal out there. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes the whole broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine. No one has it. No one has a system like this. It is the best iodine out there. If it can be improved, we will. We're working on that. That'll be announced the next month or two. We're always innovating. We've got the Supermel Vitality 15% off that we're going to be getting rid of that special soon. Your purchase makes it all possible. You can always call toll-free for any of the products, 888-253-3139. And we fund our media operation the old-fashioned way, not with state-run media money, but with sponsorship and products we sell. We're here to have the name long-term that proves itself reliable. We're here to be knights in the fight against evil. We're here to sell you what we'd want to be sold. We're here to treat you like you'd want to be treated. And you know what? It's working. We now can put an article out every week. Drudge and others are able to pick it up, magnify it. Drudge, the number one news site in the world, forces out the ranch story, forces out the bullet story, forces out the superbug story, and then the whore media all picks it up. We now are at the center of destroying the establishment dinosaur forever. And, I mean, look at these headlines. Holder snaps. Cruz, Holder should be impeached for defying Congress and the rule of law. Other congressmen call him a criminal, say he should be in jail. Employees at Dallas IRS off wore pro-Obama stickers, buttons, and T-shirts as a jihad brigade. 44% Twitter accounts. I've never since. Wait, that's an interesting story. You've got Boehner coming out saying there's a criminal cover-up. You've got Senator Sessions saying there's a criminal collapse of America going on. It's all happening. Stan Deo, I'm ranting. I want you to get into real threats back in the supervolcano, but you've talked a lot about this and this criminal system. Most people, as you know, in government, in corporations are not bad. They love their kids too. But tyranny always has this leg up that people can't believe it's happening in their time. And so it gets a jump on people during the headlights. I think the sleeping giant is starting to wake up. I'm concerned the power structure may stage false flags as a pretext to try to get our confidence again or a war. But I don't even think that's going to work. Where do you think, as a really guy that's tuned in, where do you think we are historically? And then I want to get back into the supervolcano and Cohen's quote.
Well, at the moment, politically, I think the United States is in serious trouble of breaking out into open anarchy. This deal with Cliven Bundy is kind of the tip of the spear. A number of people that see visions and biblical scholars have said that the United States doesn't have a position in the final world government. And I think that's probably because the United States as a political entity will be destroyed from within, and perhaps a little help from outside, from the Chinese and the Russians. The latest thing that I saw this morning on the webpage that Holly prepares for us, the news page, she found an article talking about Obama's administration trying to get rid of the Electoral College and go to a popular vote, which would, in essence, absolutely just turn control over to this administration, do anything they want.
Well, that's what the illegals are for.
Absolutely.
To vote, yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody that's getting a handout and depending on it from the government will vote, keep the government there. And these are not always the most wise people to have that vote. Anyway, I mean, it certainly disadvantages those of us in the Western states, who have smaller populations, but did have...
You're dead meat. You're dead meat. The welfare crowd, the corporate people will literally vote to put you in slave wagons. I mean, if you're in a democracy, it's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
There's two things. If the government wants to take us over with martial law and that kind of stuff, they can do it if we don't resist. If we do resist, then they can do it with a vengeance because they'll be defending themselves. So either way, we're headed for an enslavement, which will bring chaos into the country because there will be a number of us that will resist that. And Hitler proved you can't force people to accept, a tyrannical order. They will have underground movements and like the French Resistance. They'll destroy that order. So we are looking at a time of chaos approaching right now. And with the weakening of the U.S. stock market and the U.S. dollar, I mean, rapidly, we could see an economic collapse of the dollar, and hence the rest of the world following suit and rearranging their dependence and the way they write contracts and what kind of currency. To me, this means that we are holding our breath this year. We're going to see a very destabilized U.S. this year, in my opinion.
Simply incredible. And that's what a lot of the experts are saying, and we're already seeing the stock market today going wild. And the lies coming out of Obama and Holder saying no attorney general's ever gotten in trouble when a bunch of them have gone to prison. The last one, John N. Mitchell, for 19 months died in prison for doing mild stuff compared to what Holder's doing. I'm concerned about a false flag.
Well, that would be certainly on the cards. With the false flag, it would enable them to put troops everywhere and put martial law and, put curfews out and limit what you can take out of the bank. All those kind of draconian measures can be justified in a time of crisis, especially an alleged terrorist attack on one or more U.S. cities and targets. Like,
I agree with you. I'm more and more just asked, do I evacuate the U.S.? But it's a world government. There's nowhere to run. But at the same time, I see people waking up so fast, and I have hope that people in the power structure don't really want to get rid of their own checks and balances so a tiny elite can run things. I mean, it's so bad to do what we're doing for 99.9999999% of people. Historically, a tyranny will even destroy emperors. I mean, it's just a tyranny stinks. Why would the elite want to bring this in?
I think at the moment that the United States is a pain in the backside of the New World Order. A lot of the elitists are not in the United States.
That's
they're
right.
Elsewhere, as you know. And they need to take us out as a military power, whether we would do what they want or not. They need to weaken us to the point that they won't, the United States won't interfere with Middle East operations and operations in Australia and various other countries that the elitists want to do. They want to take us down to remove us as a threat. Russia and China know that we could probably, our military guys could probably break with the Pentagon, or with the White House anyway, and make counterattacks in event of a nuclear war starting. So they have to neutralize our military and our will to fight.
That's why they're shutting the power plants down, the beef production, the manufacturing. Everything's being cut right now. It is a military operation against us.
Yes, absolutely. And when they hit the internet and our phones and credit cards, hence things like that, with various worms and trojans.
It's the mega banks working with all these other crime syndicates. You can really see it. They want this country totally gutted.
Yep. And when Holly and I were guests of the Hopi Indians at the Shingopi tribe, Second Mesa, their prophecy keepers told us that America will have a multi-sided civil war very shortly, and you know, black against white, Puerto Rican against black, whatever, or Muslims against Christians and Jews, and you know, extreme right, extreme left, poor, rich, all these kind of different directions will tear America apart once the economy starts to fail, and America will eventually be invaded, according to the Hopi prophecies. And a lot of what they say makes sense to me.
Well, I mean, you can just look at what's going on and how they're race baiting everything. They're really trying to balkanize the country and set it up for race war.
Well, certainly. And there's certainly enough weapons and ammunition and stuff around to do that. They've pushed every button from the White House. They've pushed every button they could to bring America into civil disorder and collapse the economy here. I don't think they've left anything undone or unplanned to tear this country apart. They couldn't have done it better if they planned openly to destroy us.
Incredible. Stan Deo, getting back into the supervolcanoes, how did you first start warning of the supervolcano that now mainline scientists are saying is becoming active and could erupt at any time? I mean, how did you first get into that? And what else are you concerned with the Ring of Fire becoming very active, all these earthquakes we've seen? How much of an increase the last few months?
Well, when you say the last few months, are you talking about actual earthquakes or damage from earthquakes?
Well, just all of them. I was looking at the graphs. They're all off the chart from the USGS.
Okay. Well, that graph is showing, of course, deadly and destructive earthquakes. You know, how many people got killed or whatever and the damage from them. When you look at the actual earthquake plots, they are not quite as dramatic, but they do increase over the year 2000 to now.
That looks like a tenfold increase in death and destruction from what I see in the last 100 years.
And what that means is that these earthquakes are occurring in populated places all over the world, in diverse places.
And that brings up the Cohen quote.
Which is
about the Secretary of Defense saying that there's people that have earthquake weapons.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's... We've known that for a while. I mean, Russia and the United States signed their first weather war treaty, you know, or geologic treaty in 1977. So since 1977, it has kind of been a matter of public record that this kind of nonsense has been going on. Bunker buster bombs at the right place, nuclear detonations at the right place, can cause earthquakes that are already formed and ready to happen to go ahead and trigger. The Cohen quote could be, well applicable now. I'm looking at earthquakes at the moment on my earthquake, map. I've got it on that, show images page on our website. For people that are following it, it's down, the third row down the middle where it shows earthquakes between the 25th of March and the 1st of April this year, planetary wide. And you will see, if you get a chance to look at it, that the Richter 8 some odd earthquake in Chile, probably 2.5 weeks ago now, has been followed by earthquakes moving up through Central America and up toward the United States on the Ring of Fire.
And I heard you on the radio a few weeks ago say, watch, this is going to follow up the tectonic plate, and it did it. But mainline scientists said, oh, no connection, don't worry.
Well, yeah, again, I think that their hands are tied by the White House, that so many of them had to sign these agreements not to pass, you know, terrible information to the public, but unless the White House gives them permission to. And that's for economic and political stability and all kinds of other reasons that the White House does that. But I know, having talked to some of these USGS officers or engineers, that their hands are just tied. They wish they could say more. To give you, how long have we got here? We got to go a couple minutes.
Got a couple more minutes. We're going to come back with two more segments. Yes, sir.
Okay. In the Philippines, there was a volcanic eruption there. And a few years back, they made a documentary of the USGS handling this, the explosion there. What was it, Pinatubo or something like that? Anyway, the USGS was sitting there measuring earthquakes underneath the cone of this big volcano, trying to figure out, is it about to erupt? Is it about to erupt? And they were running around inside there. You could see them on the documentary. And their concern was that if they called it an earthquake and called an evacuation of a million people plus the U.S. Air Force base there, and it didn't happen, everybody would, you know, turn on them and consume them for having given false information, hurt business, and all that kind of stuff. On the other hand, if they don't do it and it does happen, they'd say, why didn't you warn us? And so they're darned if they do, darned if they don't. And finally, they bit the bullet and said, look, we think the eruption is imminent. Evacuate. And it saved a lot of lives. That's the problem facing people in official positions with this kind of data is, you know, personally, they are somewhat liable no matter what happens. You know, they can't make a mistake. And it's hard in this business in volcano prediction, earthquake prediction. There's a probability factor that works against you. So that's why they do it. And I sympathize with a lot of these guys who are just caught in their jobs.
But undoubtedly, these earthquakes are increasing, the deaths increasing. Yes. And is it the world's more populated is why it's killing more? Because I'm looking at some of the old earthquake maps. It looks like it's targeting cities now. It looks really suspicious to a layperson.
Well, not only that, yeah, look in the United States at where we're starting to get internal earthquakes now then in Oklahoma.
What I wanted to come back with you. So tell us about that when we come back with Stan Deo. I want to get this guy on more, a lot more. He's covered so much incredible stuff. StanDeo.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome? The way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stan Deo is our guest for this segment, 5 minutes the next hour. Then John McAfee is coming on. Talk about Heartbleed. And is this the internet false flag to bring in total control? John McAfee, who is a top known expert in internet security and also a character, is going to be joining us via video Skype. It's video Skype, right? That's coming up at 8 after next hour. Stan Deo, I've been asking a lot of questions. You're making a lot of great points. Getting back into, you were talking about all this earthquakes in New York. Earthquakes in Colorado, earthquakes in places like Oklahoma and Texas. And again, you were talking about these fault lines in the middle of the country and weird drills. And I remember hearing you on the radio going, man, this guy sounds credible, but they're going to get active in the middle of the country and the government knows something and then they're having drills and it all starts happening. So Stan Deo, tell us what you think's going on.
All right. Well, now, I don't know if your producer has the ability to put this graphic up, but if he doesn't, you can go to standeo.com.
They're showing it right now. Yeah.
All right. Now, is that the one that shows all the earthquakes over the planet and in the United States?
Yes. We've been showing the U.S. and the world. We've been showing different ones.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll come back to that in a second. But on the top row of the images I've put up for you guys, on the right-hand side is one called the USA Stable Earthquake Shield. Now, what this picture is, a black and white picture, but it's hard to get this data, but I want you to look at this because where this black line runs from Canada down into Texas and up into Oklahoma and across over the New Madrid and then up into the western side of the Appalachian up into New York. This line is what's called the stable shield where earthquakes basically don't occur. Outside that line, toward the oceans, is where the earthquakes occur, right on that border. And surprise, surprise, it runs through, central Texas, up into Oklahoma City, over into the into the start region of the New Madrid, and then on up into the New England states, past New York and whatever. Along those lines, and up and through Yellowstone, too, by the way, is where we're going to see massive earthquakes and possibly some volcanic activity, in addition to what's going to happen in California with the volcanoes and up into the range of them, the Cascades the West Coast there. There's probably about six volcanoes that may become active there. But anyway, if you look at that, pull that thing down and put it in your computer, print it out, and realize where those black lines are down at the central stable region of the U.S. shield. Outside that region is going to have some activity, fairly serious ones. Now, the first graphic I had him put up was showing the earthquake patterns for the last 30 days of the planet. And certainly you can see from just looking at that we have activity starting to increase in the northern part of Oregon, southern part of Washington, and at the very tip of northern California, at where the Juan de Fuca plate is. And that's the reason that we have a great deal of concern for the area there for tsunamis and damaged infrastructures, because the Juan de Fuca plate is the only one of all of those earthquakes you see there around the Ring of Fire, the only one that has not released its Richter 9 plus stress in the last 55 years. Everyone is watching that site. If something triggers it, it's going to hurt us a lot. And I'm seeing earthquakes right there on this picture I've got up there right on the tip of the Juan de Fuca Plate on a ridge that runs out. It's called the Mendocino Fault Ridge. Runs right out into the North Pacific, Northeast Pacific. So let's keep an eye on these things. You guys, you know, as listeners, can do it on the USGS site and other sites that do show these earthquakes daily.
All right, Stan, stay there. One more minute. We're going to come back in a final segment with you with final comments. Stan Deo is our guest.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Senator Sessions says there's a deliberate plan by Obama to basically collapse America, its borders. Well, no kidding. I've said for years there's a fiat legalization. Stan Deo, who I want to get back on in the near future, is our guest. StanDeo.com. Again, I got to be honest. I heard him, got to be over a decade ago, talking about earthquakes and the supervolcano and talking about all this stuff. And I was just like, that guy sounds credible. But me, you know, that's just... this is just fun talk radio stuff. I'm not going to have this guy on. And then just over the years, I keep hearing him like, wow, that all happened. That all happened. Man, I tell you, I just hope the rest of it doesn't come true. But, yeah, California, what will happen conservatively compared to other earthquakes in you know, similar fault lines, according to the geology, you know, unsanitized through the federal government, according to your sources, what will happen if it kicks off on average? Will it have like a 8.0, or could it be big like Japan, even higher?
Well, the Northern California, the Juan de Fuca Plate, is already rated at 9, Richter 9 plus, and that's on the new system, which typically records a slightly lower value. So an earthquake there could then trigger the San Andreas Fault and a number of parallel faults in California, breaking it up into a series of islands, more than just the whole West Coast falling.
That off, could be a blessing, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being sarcastic, folks. California's a beautiful state. There's a lot of great people in it, but...
Yeah, we know what's been going on there, though, and it's... I'm hoping the wise people there have moved out. Certainly we've seen an influx of many of the Californians over the last 10 years into Colorado, getting, you know, into a better area.
And they're now taking your guns, yes, they...
Well, no, I mean, look...
I mean, they wreck their state, and they come to Texas and Colorado and try to pass the anti-gun laws.
You see this vest I've got here made in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
You know, by Colorado Leather? Right in there is where you put your pistol. It's a concealed carry...
No, I love Colorado. I'm just saying the Democrats have moved there and are passing anti-gun laws.
Yeah, well, we're trying to stop that now. Then we've been good about having a couple of our senators recalled. You know, friends of ours have helped to organize that. And
no, you've done great. You've done great. I'm sorry to go off on a jag.
That's all right. Now, listen, one thing I do want to say here, Alex, is this. We talk about these frightening, threatening things, and I don't want to leave people just fearful with no answers. Neither does Holly, and that's why she puts up that website every day and lots of preparation information for free on it. Hard copy stuff you can get in her book, Dare to Prepare, and in my book, The Cosmic Conspiracy. Those two help you to prepare for the immediate future, spiritually and physically, you know, practically and philosophically. And so understand that it's not our job to frighten you. It is our job to help you and not let you just, you know, go put your head in a pillow and say, you know, I can't do it anymore. I'm running, you know, I'm sticking my head in the sand. We can deal with this, those of us that are prepared. And I don't think we need to give up our weapons. I don't think we need to give up our food as being hoarders, according to the government. I think we need to take a stand for that and maybe put stashes of food and medicine and munitions and whatever.
Oh, no, I agree. We tell people how bad things are getting so they're ready for it and can deal with it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I'm certainly glad you do. I know you have a lot of listeners, and we share a lot of listeners as well, I suppose.
But, we do. We do. You know, I just really respect so much the info you've put out. I respect you totally, and I think you're a visionary on so many levels, Stan. So I hope you'll start coming on, you know, every month or so on a regular basis, and we'll get into your book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, Dare to Prepare, all of it. Thank you so much for spending time with us. 30-second closing comment.
30-second closing comment. Well, it's the old Boy Scout credo, be prepared. And certainly, you know, we're Christian around here, Messianic Christian. And I think it's time for people to reassess their relationship with our Creator, you know, with God. Things are going to get tense, and some of us will die before others. And so you need to plan for that eventuality as well. In the meantime, have community, build friends, and not enemies.
Wow, Stan Deo, powerful interview. Thank you, sir. We'll be back with McAfee.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Sebelius falls on the sword for the highly successful Obamacare program. That's right, the drug war is successful. They ship the drugs in, keep them illegal, keep the price up, launder the money in the big private banks. The education system, dumped from the highest scores in the world to the lowest scores in the industrialized world, has been very successful. They want you stupid, just like George Carlin said. That's why education will never get better, because they want you dumb. The owners do. You see, you think they failed in Katrina? No, they got FEMA's funding doubled. They screw up and then get more power because they don't ever go to jail. They don't ever get impeached. They don't ever get kicked out. Well, guess what? She wasn't going to leave. She swore to never leave. She's now gone, as if the public thinks she screwed up and, well, we got rid of who messed it up. Then they spun it today and had her say, oh, it's because Obamacare is such a success. That's the talking point. All the talking heads is a total success. But meanwhile, we've got, and after he leaves us at 45 after, I'm going to play all these clips, or maybe I'll play it with him when he's here and get his take and he stay with us to the end, whatever John McAfee wants to do. The guy that the Senate called and tried to get to fix it, he said it can't be fixed. The whole thing's a fraud. We had him on like 2 days after it launched. It broke here before it was on MSNBC that he'd been contacted. And that's the thing about John McAfee. I mean, I didn't know if he was telling me the truth up front with his wild stories, but all of it turned out to be true. All of it turned out on everything he ever told me to be true. So pretty amazing on that front. Now we've had him on, I don't know, 6-7 times. He's been here to Austin repeatedly. We've hung out, had dinner, gone shooting. Really an interesting guy. And I thought, you know, we've got the ultimate expert to come on to talk about Heartbleed and just, you know, how bad is it? Canada halts online tax returns in wake of Heartbleed. Heartbleed bug. Check which sites you have been patched. We've been patched before it's even got announced. Heartbleed internet security bug, and they go on to say it could take down the entire internet. Well, I think the NSA released the keys to this. Just like I said, I thought Microsoft, Israel, and the U.S. were behind Stuxnet, because I went and checked with IT experts and said, who can do this? Who stands to gain? They said, Microsoft, you know, has the keys to it, and it's an industrial sabotage system. It's probably Israel and the U.S. So I came out and said, Israel, U.S. I was attacked by national media. 6 months later, turned out I was right in spades. So later we're going to get into the lawlessness of the government coming out. You've got Gohmert, you've got other Texas congressmen saying that Holder should be arrested for contempt of Congress. You have more contempt coming down. Pardon me, sir? Barnhold from Texas, yes, thanks for reminding me his name, said he should be arrested, should be in jail is the actual quote. We've now got Boehner saying there's a cover-up with the IRS persecution. We've now got Cruz coming out and saying that they should be impeached. Holder should be impeached. We've got all these other people like Senator Sessions saying that it's a criminal implosion of the government. It's a criminal takedown of our sovereignty. They're all finally saying what it is. And as more people get courage, they can't target everyone. That's why I told you, my job is to say the radical truths. If it's true, I'm going to say it. If I believe it's correct and I've got the evidence, I'm going to say it. I don't care how bat you know what crazy it sounds. I told you our government criminal elements run Al-Qaeda. I told you that 16, 17 years ago. It's mainstream news today. It's a secret army being used by criminal groups to attack enemies they want to bring down, to destabilize the world and bring down this country as well. So John McAfee joins us. And it's so funny because just a week ago I was talking to him via text. He was saying, look, I've just come out with this proxy system so that they can't track it back to you with all the passwords compromised. And I was like, I get what you're saying. And he's going, he also told me in person, look, the passwords are compromised. Even if you change them, they know your IP address. That's why you've got to constantly be changing where you come into the internet. I don't understand all this technical stuff. He was basically, I guess, talking about Heartbleed. And then Heartbleed all broke this week. And I kept thinking, there's somebody I can get on about this. Who is it? And I couldn't think. You know, sometimes the simplest thing you can't click. And then I was driving in my car yesterday at about 5 o'clock driving home and it clicked. I got to get John McAfee on, see if he'll come on to tell us what he thinks about Heartbleed. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what he's going to say about Heartbleed. I don't know what his take is. Sir, A, have I made anything that any points that make sense? B, what do you think is going on with Heartbleed? And then tell us about your new free app that I talked to my IT folks. They said, no, it's a great way to protect yourself from things like Heartbleed. John, what do you think? Hey, good to have you with us. So you've got the floor. Tell us what you think.
Okay, well, the problem with Heartbleed is that approximately 70% of all computers use the OpenSSL encryption technique to encrypt data. Now, the problem with this is OpenSSL is a volunteer organization composed of four people. There is no quality control. Now, this is one of the problems with open source code, that American industry is using it, and it hasn't been tested properly. I mean, for example, in Microsoft, there are at least 50 to 100 people in quality assurance that do nothing but test the software constantly. There are none in the open source SSL group. They are relying on users to report bugs. This is a terrible technique. 70% of all computers use a program that has had a major flaw for over 2 years. And this flaw allows hackers to get in and read encrypted mail, encrypted communications of all kinds, without our knowledge. Now, keep in mind, this has been going on for 2 years, and we just now discovered it. I think it's one of the problems with American corporations. They've become lazy. Rather than building things in the proper way, they rely on open source, which is free, and everybody goes, oh, this is great. This is good stuff. But this is what happens. So 70% of all computers in the world have been compromised by this bug, which is 2 years old.
Expanding on that then, overall, what would you do? Where do you think Heartbleed's going? Will government use it as a power grab?
No, I don't think the government will use it, Alex. I think that the fix has already been announced. However, it's like locking the barn door after the cows are gone. 2 years we have had this problem. Now, think about how critical this is. 70% of all computer systems, almost every major website, including Yahoo, including Facebook, including Google, use the OpenSSL code. So everybody who's been using these systems is now, it has been vulnerable for 2 years. Your passwords have probably been taken. Your secret communications have probably been read. Hackers have known about this for quite a while. The user community has not. And again, it's the problem of laziness. You know, we've become somewhat lax in our understanding of what we're doing. Our technology is so advanced, and yet we are using things like open source composed of four volunteers, Alex. It's astonishing. It boggles my mind. And I've been saying all along that there will eventually be problems. There have to be. There is no organized quality control and testing process for this major element of security and privacy.
John McAfee, the guru, the inventor of what is known as antivirus software, and then also well known for his intrigues down in Belize, expanding on this, and we're going to play a little animation here in a moment. Tell us about your new free app or software that you think is the answer to much of the security problems for the individual out there.
Well, our app runs on Android phones, Android smartphones. I still believe that phones present our greatest risk to security and privacy. And I have just released an app which will run through all of your applications and tell you which ones are watching you through your camera, which ones are listening to you through your microphone, which ones are reading your emails, reading your SMS text messages, or even calling without your knowledge, using your telephone. And you would not believe the number of apps that do this. Most people find that 50% of their apps or more that they have downloaded and have been using for years violate their privacy in an astonishing way. After you run the system, you can then choose which apps you want to trust and which you don't. The ones you don't want to trust, we'll simply remove from your system. This is the first step in the major decentral project. And I think that this is probably the most important. Again, people who run this are astonished. You would be astonished, Alex, if you ran it on your Android phone. It would, again, over 50% of apps are violating you in some way. listening to you, watching you, reading your messages, looking at your location and reporting it. It boggles my mind. What happens is people download these apps and they don't pay any attention to the fine print. You know, you have a contract which is 3 pages long. Nobody reads it. You just run the app. And that app, why do you think they're free mostly? They're free because they're making money by selling your information, where you are, what you're doing.
John McAfee, I want to come back from break and have you break this down. But first, here's a 30-second promo you've got for your new free Android app. The rollout will be on other systems soon, called Decentral. Here it is. I need to have some ads for, like us for that. Again, it was mainly a visual ad. Where's the best place for folks to go, John, to see the ad that I just played the audio of?
Okay, it's on our Google Play. The program is Decentral One. That's D, then the word central with the number one after it. It's free, and I'm not watching people or doing anything.
Or who is McAfee.com? Let's come back and talk about it. Straight ahead. Excellent ad. I want my ad department to basically do stuff like that. That is powerful. We'll be right back.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
John McAfee is our guest. I want to continue with internet security. In the next segment, I want to ask him about just the state of the world right now. But you were getting into your decentralized, whoismcafee.com. Folks can follow over there to get the free Google Android app and things that you were telling me you're going to roll out to Apple systems and others soon. But explain to people what your application does to give some levels of protection. I guess it just tells you what's going on. And then you're also developing another system that'll be a little box that gives people web anonymity no matter where they go, so you don't have to trust a third-party proxy server?
Yes. What we're doing is we're rolling out Decentral in phases. Our first phase was the privacy app that it first gets rid of those applications that are invading your privacy. And again, an astonishing number of apps that you download do that. I mean, for example, Alex, the Bank of America app, the online banking application, you would think that's a very trivial thing and it wouldn't need any information. Yet you have to give that permission to turn on the camera on your phone. Why? Because I assume because they haven't told me. I've called many times. I'm assuming it's because if you empty your account online and say, well, hey, I didn't do that. They can come back and say, yeah, well, we have video of you doing it and talking while you're doing it. This should be known. I mean, you should know that while you're doing the online banking, someone is watching you or recording that data. And if there's an employee at the bank that's bored one day, I mean, at lunchtime, there's nothing to prevent them turning on your camera and seeing what you're doing.
Well, that's admitted at the NSA that they stalk their girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, wives, husbands, business partners. I mean, they're just doing whatever they want.
Right, and it's not just the NSA, it's the major American corporation. The world has changed, Alex. Everything is about marketing now. Everything is about where you are, what you want, what you're doing, what you need. And the more information they have about you, what you're wearing, where you go every day, then the more they can market to you. It's a very frightening situation. So it's not just the NSA. The NSA is motivated by some bizarre concept of national security. American corporations are motivated by greed, and they will do anything to increase their profits, including violating your privacy to an astonishing degree. And our app tells you that. It will tell you which applications are doing this, and then you can choose. You can say, well, I'll live with it. I'll live with them watching me while I do online banking. But if you don't like that, we'll just remove the app for you.
Let me ask you this question. I had asked the crew a while back, and they didn't get around to it because they're busy. But I said, I want to do an animation or a graphic that literally shows like blinds and somebody looking through your iPad and then start talking to you. And you're like, hey, what are you doing? And the person says back, oh, hey, you know, you don't mind if I watch you, do you? I'm your neighbor, Bob. You'd go over and kick Bob's butt. But if it's government or a corporation, it's like, oh, let them watch me. When they're using the data, just like thieves will use data off Facebook to rob your house, you protect your data because there's bad people out there. People go, well, I'm not bad, so spy on me. No, there's bad people out there. It's like, I'm not going to lock my door at night because I'm a good person. No, you lock your door because there's bad people out there.
Absolutely. That is a fundamental problem, and it has been a problem all along. And again, it's the fact that we willingly load these apps into our system without caring. We don't understand the implications of people knowing where we are, what we're doing, who we're with. Some apps actually read all of your contacts so they know who all of your close friends are. They read your SMS text messages. Believe it or not, they can read your emails and download them. You give apps this permission. And this is frightening that we have loaded these things and we have no concept what they're doing.
Gmail admits they read every email you send and put it into a data mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they do that because it gives them great power to know what the world is doing, what every man, woman, and child is doing every day, what they're, who they're talking to, what they want, what their dreams are. Well, that's great for them, but it's terrible for us. I don't want that. I would like to have some privacy. I would like to have,
you know, something funny I've noticed. I agree with you. If you're looking at one of your friends' phones while they're texting just by accident or because you're used to looking at screens, people will get really irritated if you look over their shoulder at their computer. Even in an internet cafe, I'll see something interesting on somebody's screen and look at it. They'll get mad. Absolutely. But then the government is gang raping them. Corporations are, and they love it.
They do. And it's like, well, one person's looking over your shoulder. If you've downloaded 50 apps, there are 50 people looking over your shoulder. Not just at what you're typing in the screen, but what you typed yesterday. The note that you typed to your wife. Think about it. There are private messages. Our most intimate thoughts and intimate communications are being watched by corporations and the government. This is a frightening situation, and we just blithely go on about
it. I agree. Stay there. And I'm already finding that it's a panopticon effect where I'm doing everything as if I'm being watched. And it's not that I've done something bad, but now I can't be private. I've been robbed. John McAfee's our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Decentral. Get the free app at whoismcafee.com. Decentral.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding and making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
only fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
I've got Chris's T-Mobile droid in here, and we scanned the 54 apps that are on his. And if you look, he's got the free iPhone app that we put out 4 years ago, with the standard radio app that were used by hundreds of radio stations. And we have a green rating showing that version 3.4.8 that's used by hundreds of thousands of people. It has a green rating. There's some in here that he has on his phone that have a orange rating or a red rating. I want to ask John McAfee, the antivirus guru, who's launched Decentral. Best, easiest place to find it is whoismcafee.com. You just go there. And I can't wait till it's on the Apple platform. I'll put it on mine. It's just great to know and to create awareness of this, of who's spying on you. What does it mean that Yahoo has an orange rating? The battery saver has up to a middle rating. The Google settings is into the middle, into the red rating. What are the rating systems on here? What does it mean that I have a green rating? Is that good?
What you can do is you can click on that specific app, Alex, and it will tell you exactly what that app is doing. It'll tell you whether it's accessing the camera or the microphone, whether it's reading your emails or SMS messages, whether it's making phone calls without your knowledge. But keep in mind that Google is highly rated as undesirable, not undesirable, but invasive of your privacy, because they are the world's collector of data. They want to know everything about you. So again, clicking on it, it'll give you a rating. Then when you click on the application, it will tell you why it's given that rating, whether it's just your email messages or whether it's reading your contacts and downloading your contacts, information or what have you. Some apps do all of that. Some apps read the phone, use the phone, send SMS messages, read the SMS messages, read the email, watch you, listen to you, all of the above. So clicking on them will tell you that.
So even though mine is very simple and we set up with a mainline company to have limited stuff, the way the internet's designed, it has some data just so it can give you higher or lower quality audio depending on how good your internet is. And then even though we have a 4-year-old app that's been updated, it's still got issues, and it's compared to other stuff on your thing, you know, super good rated, but still is basically wide open. I guess the internet itself has been built to spy on people.
Well, I don't think that was the original intent, of course. I think the original intent was to assist communication and share knowledge. But very quickly, I think corporate and government agencies have said, whoa, this is a terrific platform that we can use to increase our profits, to spy on our citizens, to control our citizenry. And that's what it's being used for now. And we are culpable in that we willingly do these things. We willingly download these apps because they make life a little bit easier. But the price for that ease is a loss of privacy.
So it's Trojan horses. We literally take the so-called free gift, but it's not free. We take the Palantir from Sauron, but it's so he can control us.
That's it. Basically, it is not free. It doesn't cost you money. It costs you a lot more than money. It costs you your privacy, your intimacy. I mean, think about it, Alex. I mean, if you give an app the ability to read all of your emails, some people, you know, they send quite juicy emails to their spouses or their lovers. Good Lord, do you want that downloaded and accessible to some corporation? I don't think so. And yet you willingly, when you load these apps, give that app the right to do that. It's insane. We need to get a grip on ourselves. We need to understand what we have done with the technology that we have created. We have created a monster, and we have let that monster into our home.
That's right. John McAfee is our guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Let me just get into some news with you, John. This is always interesting. What do you think of this situation out in Nevada, where clearly, if you know the laws, as you do, they've had grazing rights for 140-plus years. They've got, you know, cattle crossing signs there. They've run 53 families out of the area. They're the last family out there. And now they're tasering people, beating up protesters, telling the governor to go jump in the lake when clearly they have the grazing rights, the surface rights, the water rights. And BLM all over the country is kicking people off. public land where they have grazing rights for hundreds of years in some cases, and government literally with attack dogs bugging their eyes out. It just seems like this imperious attitude. What's your take on that?
Yeah, don't talk to me about the law, Alex. I've been sued 100 times in 22 years and spent over $10 million in legal fees. The problem with the law is that it helps now just the lawyers. I mean, lawyers are making out like crazy, and it helps those who are in power. So the law is something that's no longer of a blind lady with a scale. No, it's something where the rich weigh the balance, where the people in power, the people who have greed, weigh this balance. So you know, I'm the last person in the world to talk about this. I'm excessively biased. $10 million, Alex, in 22 years in legal fees. Now, this is outrageous. And again, I agree with you. I mean, grazing rights are, you know, they were established hundreds of years ago. And if we look at the reality of the situation, grazing rights, well, that's food. It's one of our necessities. And when we restrict ranchers, when we restrict farmers, when we legislate against the manufacturers of our food, you know, we're stepping on very dangerous ground.
Well, that's right. And beef prices are at all-time high because people are getting out of the cattle business because of the regulations.
Absolutely.
And the meat packers are on record, had the FDA shut down all their competition to create a bottleneck. I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, I lived in New Mexico for a number of years, and it's all ranching territory. I know how tough ranching is. I've never done it myself, but all of my neighbors did it. I have a healthy respect for that lifestyle. I have a healthy respect for their attitudes, and I have a healthy respect for their work ethics. I mean, they work harder than anyone. And they are put upon by everybody, certainly the government. You know, the government wants land. We're running out of space. We need this. We need that. You know, and a rancher that has, you know, 100,000 acres and is working his ass off trying to make a living, well, that's great. That's 100,000 acres I can use for development.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, I have family in farming and ranching, and the bureaucrats will go harass some little ranch with 300 cows or 100, where you can't make a living on that. And then they have big agris just above the law, and no one even messes with them because they write the laws. And this country's gone from being able to feed the whole world in the 50s to we import half our food and a third of our beef now. I mean, they have really jacked this country up.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, food, clothing, and shelter are the basic necessities of life. When we can no longer feed ourselves as a nation, when we make it difficult for the manufacturers of food or the producers of food to actually make a living, then it makes sense for them to get out of that business and do something else. It's insane, sir.
Well, it's like third world countries and dictatorships are always hell pits. Because the control freaks just want to control everything and point guns at people and walk around in black uniforms, and pretty soon everything falls apart. Great job.
Well, it does indeed, and I think it starts with our privacy, Alex. If we don't have privacy and if everyone knows what everyone is doing, we're living in a nightmare. We're living in a world where we've lost our humanity. We've lost our basic ability to have communion and intimacy. Intimacy does not involve outside parties. It does not involve corporations and governments. It
doesn't. That's right. Free association means we can go into a house and play poker if we want. Or it means we can go with our wife and do what we want, or our girlfriend or our husband. It means we lower the shades, not that we're doing something bad, but because this is our house. It's not your house. We build a fence because we don't want you looking at us.
And we have intimacy. Now, privacy is a matter of choice, Alex. I mean, when you first meet someone, you don't divulge your most intimate secrets, do you? It doesn't happen. After three or four dinners, you might tell them, you know, where you work and a little bit about your life. When you become very close to someone, you start divulging, like your spouse, your wife, your husband. You start divulging things about yourself which really don't belong in the world at large.
Wait, I know where you're going with this. I just clicked. You're right. You only share the keys to your kingdom with people you love and trust, yes. And they are robbing and raping something that you might not even tell your wife, yes. Your deepest, yes. Secrets. And these little bastards at Microsoft and these people at Google and these people at the NSA and Defense Intelligence and all over are literally raping us. This is outrageous.
Well, it's not just that. And here's the issue. In releasing Decentral One, I took a major risk, Alex, because I am going against the corporate thrust of every major corporation and every major data acquisition company. Google, you know, I probably am the most unpopular person in the world for Google because my app will tell you what Google is doing. Sure. When you first read the fine print, it says, well, you're giving us the right to do a number of things. So you have to agree to that. And you say, sure, without thinking. What my app does is make you think. It points out exactly what you have done. You've given them the right to turn on your camera, your phone, to listen to you, to read your emails. It is unbelievable. And so I'm going to be a very unwanted person to almost every company in America because every company depends upon marketing data for profit.
Incredible. John McAfee is our guest. Well, John, in closing, and I hope you'll come back soon, what is your take on the Attorney General and the fact that they're using the IRS against their political enemies and haven't gotten in trouble, and Obamacare and Fast and Furious? More and more people are coming out calling them criminals, and now they're threatening people back. Where do you see this country going?
You know, Alex, first of all, I think it's an atrocity. However, this is nothing new, Alex. This has been going on since the times of J. Edgar Hoover and even before. It's just what power does. Power corrupts people, Alex. It does. And absolute power corrupts people absolutely. And it may be in subtle ways. But eventually you realize that you do have the power to unjustly punish your enemies or people you perceive as enemies, to punish your competition, to punish things that are threats to you. This is what the world is. It's human nature. I'm sorry to be this cynical, but it's a fact. We are all full of certain things, greed and jealousy and fear. And these motivate people to do what they can to alleviate these fears and these jealousies and so on. When you have ultimate power, well, terrible things happen sometimes, and it's been going on for generations. And it is an atrocity, and I think that people should be punished. It's unlikely that they will. In the past, they haven't been. It's just a tragic situation. The more important thing is we need to take charge of our own lives, Alex. With Decentral One, I've given people a tool to do that. And by the way, you're asking about the graphic ad, the animation. Chad Esley, a very good friend of mine, did that. And I can certainly give him your name after this. And if you want to do something similar, he's extremely good. He's very fast and he's very reasonable.
All right. Well, we've got to collaborate together for liberty. John McAfee, whoismcafee.com to find the free app and so much more. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Always great to talk to that guy. We've become friends. A really, really classy guy when you get to know him. Smart guy, too. Obviously, that goes without saying. Founded a $4 billion company. Now, before we go any further, in the next segment, we're going to get an update of if anything's happened out at the Bundy Ranch with the feds running around with their tongues hanging out with tasers and attack dogs. And there's fireworks every day. DrudgeReport.com is covering it in great detail. And so is Infowars.com. So we're going to connect with them now on Skype out there at the Bundy Ranch and talk to them. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to get to Boehner. So let's cue up Boehner, now finally talking about a cover-up by Obama and the IRS stuff. I mean, you know, McAfee said this always is going on. Yeah, but John N. Mitchell went to jail for the IRS stuff as Attorney General with Nixon. And Holder says that no Attorney General's ever been treated like this. What, ask questions when you defy Congress on subpoenas? A bunch of Attorney Generals have gone to jail. A bunch of them have been indicted. I am sick of this baloney about race guard. If Holder was white, he'd be in jail right now. Americans are so obsessed with race, whites are so guilty that they will not do anything to Obama politically because they feel guilty. Obama could be butchering children with a butcher knife or a meat cleaver on the White House lawn, and no one would do anything about it because he's supposedly black, doesn't talk or look like any black people I know. Personally, I don't even care what color he is. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I cannot believe the top baseball player came out and said, you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. You're KKK. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. You know, Hank Aaron, tell that to all the black people getting cut back in their hours and getting their payroll tax raised like everybody else. Tell that to 52% of black people that get flushed down a toilet when they're born. I'm sick of it. It makes me want to throw up. Your race-baiting garbage that creates racism in this country across the board. And then as they ride this horse of racial division and infighting and balkanization, they lecture those of us that are moral and just and want liberty. It's the height of hypocrisy, the height of fraud, the height of hoax, a giant stinking con game. Here is Boehner forced by constituents to start telling the truth. Here it is.
The frustration is that the American people have not been told the truth about what happened at the IRS. The American people have not been told the truth about what happened in Fast and Furious. The administration has not told the American people the truth about Benghazi. And we've been going through all of these hearings, having to hold people in contempt because they've made it impossible to get to the documents. They've not been forthcoming. They owe the American people the truth. And when it comes to Benghazi, we've got four Americans who are dead. And their families deserve the truth about what happened. And the administration refuses to tell them the truth.
Now, Boehner did good there, but he should go further and say, we know what they did, and then show the testimony that contradicts all the lies of the political persecution. I mean, they act like it's just, oh, they did a few wrong things, but, you know, we can't find... They shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Got caught with the documents. That's a frame-up. They got caught targeting thousands of groups, not letting them have 501c3s, going after pro-life groups, indicting people, all this stuff, while they're hiring all these felony groups to run the enrollment system of Obamacare. I mean, they're not just criminals, folks. They're super criminals. They're going to take everything down. This isn't boss hog business as usual. I would not be risking my life being so hardcore. Believe me, I'm risking my life here. Calling these people out if I thought that they were just boss hog. Because, you know, boss hog can be dealt with later. You can, you know, not push boss hog too far. You know, it's not worth risking your life. This is not boss hog. This is cancer. This is brain cancer. This is not a game. This is not, you can just play games with this. You got to bring this people down or the precedent set they can get away with everything. Oh, I'm so sick of it. I mean, just Calgon, take me away, man. I you know, but there's no future. Desinex, take me away. That's a joke. I asked Richard to buy me Desinex for my dog's paw the other day. He bought me like 12 bottles. And somebody was at my house. They go, do you have a fungus problem? I said, yes, I snort Desinex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going into emergency overdrive for at least 30 minutes of the next hour with David Knight with breaking news there at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Now, I don't normally go off just hunches, but a few times a week, I won't know why I think something, but I'll say, go look into this. And this morning, right when the show started, about 30 minutes in, I ran around the office waving my arms and I said, it's Nevada, it's Harry Reid. I noticed Democrats locally are saying, we're going to come after you, get body bags. How dare people come here? Better not come here. I said, I bet this is a land grab. And I said, Harry Reid is a gangster that basically runs Nevada. I bet Harry Reid's involved. And it was just a hunch. And Watson got busy and didn't do it. We have the top link Drudge article at drudgereport.com. And I said, I want that updated. I bet money Harry Reid's involved in the land. Now, for whatever reason, Watson didn't update it. County commissioner says Bundy Ranch supporters better have funeral plans. Okay? Now, we found this in New American and Breitbart from years ago. So just my hunch was instantly confirmed. Kit found documents on government sites. Kit's got a big article coming out that we need to update into Watson's article that's on Drudge. I don't know what you say. Harry Reid behind Nevada land grab. Oh, my God, you found it. Mm-hmm. And you just ran in here going, no, we just spent the last 2 hours looking into what you said. It's all publicly in view. So let's explain something. It's already in the news that Harry Reid was doing the solar panel farm, and it looks like a wind farm on this very 600,000 acres. Now, but this was 2 years ago, New American, mm-hmm. which are very credible. They're neurotic about sourcing everything. We have their editor on, William F. Jasper. Of course, they live out there as well. So the point is that tell us what you discovered and what's about to break in the next 20 minutes at InfoWars.com. It is extremely newsworthy. Look, there it is. U.S. Senator Reid's son combined for China firm's desert plant, and it turns out it's in that, it's there. Holy Toledo. How many years ago was that in Reuters? 2012. Devastating. So maybe it wasn't a hunch. Maybe subconsciously I remember the name of that county, that ranch, and why they ran the 50-something people out. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Whoa. I mean, did I not run around the office saying, Harry Reid, Harry Reid?
Oh, absolutely.
I sense Harry Reid. Literally. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the BLM has actually attempted the cover-up. I found documents that they deleted off their site, but I was able to find them off of Free Republic.
Another devastating victory?
Yes, absolutely. And these documents stated that they actually directly mentioned Cliven Bundy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These criminals. No wonder they're ready to kill people over this. Mm-hmm. The local mob boss owns it now.
Yeah. And they're saying that they want his cattle off the land.
It's the Chi-Coms with that traitor Reid. Communist forces literally. I bet a chop Chinese general's over it because they own everything, every deal anyways.
Yeah.
So communist generals in China who have mass murder factories, basically, mm-hmm. and suicide nets, and Harry Reid, that degenerate pile of crap.
Yeah, and one thing to mention is Harry Reid's former senior advisor is one of the heads of BLM. And the document I discovered said that...
So BLM is literally a rogue criminal group for the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, that's it. Chinese government, Harry Reid behind Bundy land grab. Secret documents reveal. Oh my gosh. Jerome Corsi back in. Oh my gosh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the document mentions that the...
Jerome Corsi reported a year ago the Chi-Com's taking over this year. They've got a deadline to get him off.
Mm-hmm.
It's been handed over to the Chinese government. Meanwhile, Bundy doesn't even know about it.
Yeah.
He's getting hit by Chi-Com takeover and doesn't even know. I mean, this job is the twilight zone, man.
It's still out in the open. It's ridiculous.
And those, I guarantee you, those BLM would probably shoot 55 million kids if they were ordered to by Harry Reid. I mean, that's why they hate those ranchers. They are an absolute army of criminal filth and trash. We'll be back with Overdrive, Infowars.com/show if your station doesn't carry it. Chi-Com invasion! Chi-Com invasion! Chi-Com invasion! We're going to blow it wide open.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, this happens all the time now. I will literally just wake up at 3 a.m., write down notes, wake up in the morning, type it into a search engine, and there is a huge story that was no one knew about. And I literally, you guys all saw it in the break. I ran around saying, Harry Reid, he's behind it. I called Watson. I said, Harry Reid's behind it. He's like, well, what do you mean? I go, look it up. I just know he is. And then it's Bundy and the Chi-Coms and that land, and they list Bundy. And Kit Daniels is going to get the article up in the next 15 minutes. It'll be on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, they've got heavily armed feds surround Nevada Ranch. County commissioner says, they better get body bags for the supporters. We'll update that article, too, so that either way it gets out to folks. We appreciate Drudge linking to us so much. But, let's go to David Knight out at the Bundy Ranch to get any new developments. I don't know if you've been hearing while you've been on Skype while I've been ranting the last 15 minutes, but do you understand it was hiding in plain view in AP, Reuters, everywhere? But we have the documents that BLM removed off their site. It's all confirmed. The Chinese government and Harry Reid together in business. Talk about how infiltrated we are to take the land. It's all confirmed. Wait till it comes out that Harry Reid with the Chinese government, he's already in bribery scandals and everything else. I mean, this guy is such a mole enemy. I mean, my God. This country is in so much trouble. David Knight, have you heard the devastating news?
Yes, I did, Alex. And actually, Neil Korns is not just an official at the BLM. He is the head of the BLM. He's the guy who formerly worked for Harry Reid. Now, we've got a lot of media here. Look at this. We've got now CNN is right underneath the big poles that they erected a couple of days. The helicopter that's here in the background, that's Fox News. I think it's Sean Hannity's crew or something. So now the mainstream media is here. We've kind of got, I guess, the media empire is striking back. And so the question is, how are they going to spend this issue here? And there's a lot of
there's no way the communist Chinese government and Harry Reid listing Bundy and how he's got to be off the land by 2014. All of this for 2 years in dozens of publications. But now it's blown up. They covered it up. It's sensational. Notice, of course, obviously Fox and all them know this.
That's correct.
And we're all hoping, CNN, that we didn't pick up on it. But just like we forced everyone to cover this with Drudge, now we're going to force this again. That's our key role. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. That's what's behind it. That's what's underlying it. It's this corporate fascism. But how does this look on the ground? Look at these pictures that I've got here. They put these up. These are the Bundy kids. This is his son, Ammon. These three pictures, four pictures here. This is when he was tasered. You can see the neck here. It was swollen up like a bee sting.
It's more like a vampire attack.
You can see him bleeding through his, yeah, you see.
Was Harry Reid of Nosferatu getting to the window at night?
You can see him bleeding through his shirt here. This is another brother, Dave Bundy, down here. He was the one who was arrested the night before and thrown to the ground. They eventually let him go. And then this is the aunt that they attacked from behind and threw to the ground. I've been told, I haven't confirmed that with her, that she could not get any local doctors to document her injury. She had to go elsewhere. So this is what it looks like, Alex. His real wealth, he's a small businessman. He's trying to keep this family business, this family farm that's been there for generations in the family, keep it going. This is what he's fighting for. This is his real wealth, is his family here.
But the communist Chinese won it with Harry Reid.
That's right. Look at this. You were just talking to John McAfee. This is what you don't see when they listen to all your internet stuff. But this is what's really going on. This is behind all the NSA snooping and spying. You've got a militarized presence that is there. This is just right out of the Bundy Ranch. You can see they've got their sign there, and in the background, these are the guys standing on the hills, this militarized. And they're not law enforcement. It's BLM. And then here's some more pictures that they put up. So they put up this board here to show people, to show the media what's happening here. And I, you know, we have to keep on top of this because this is the story of the people here on the ground that are fighting for their life, for their livelihood.
But, I mean, what's incredible is it's known that Harry Reid and the Chinese government are going after this land. Bundy's in the documents. And then that's not been discussed anywhere for 2 years, and we're blowing it wide open right now with the documents that nobody has that list Bundy, that he has to be removed, the last guy standing. And now paramilitary forces to back up Harry Reid and the Chi-Coms, and those BLM look at those men, women, and children with pure hate. They are trained well to destroy America. Stay there. We're going to come right back to David Knight.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order.
and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My crew is literally just saying, this is too sensational. This is unbelievable. Let me quantify this for you. For 2+ hours, Kit Daniels has been doing research on this when I said I smell Harry Reid involved in this. And compiling AP, Reuters, Breitbart, CNN, New American Magazine, WorldNet Daily, all about how a weird deal with the Chinese government and Harry Reid and his son, Harry Reid making money off of it. We're going to show you a mainstream news article that shows where the wind farm and solar farm begins is on their ranch, the 600,000 acres. That's the county. That's it right there bordering Arizona. And then we discover by doing searches BLM documents that are on Google's Wayback Machine, but removed from BLM, but confirmed by Google to be where they said Bundy's the last one. He's got to be removed. Nothing to do with the tortoise. None of it. In fact, the BLM's going around killing all the tortoises. That came out a year ago. So let's go back to the map. We'll blow that up. Now you're saying, okay, well, this is in the news 2 years ago. What's the big deal? Because Fox News, CNN, that are all there, right on time the militia shows up, you know, as the media shows up, so they can all make it about that. Again, I'm not demonizing the militia. I'm just saying a lot of militias are really federal front groups, and that's come out before. And I'm sure these are good militias. We'll see if they provocateur or how the story changes. Because the media all just arrived. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, you know, antenna trucks, helicopters, it's all arriving. And I believe me, they're not going to want it to come out that Harry Reid and the communist Chinese are involved, because Republicans have been bought up by the Chinese government as well. They dictate what Hollywood movies can have now. And so now the media shows up, right as entering the stage, the whole world's a stage, each of his players upon it, William Shakespeare, enters all the militia groups. And some of them, I'm sure, are good. Some of them, we've done a little research, and, well, it'll all come out. The point is they want to make it all about a standoff and a war. Instead, the issue is, I said, you know, I bet Harry Reid's involved. It's just he runs everything in Nevada, and he's super corrupt, and he's always involved in scams, and he's involved in all these bribery scams and payoff scams right now, and Attorney General's protecting him. I want to search Harry Reid, because Democrats are making threatening comments in the area, and they all look really angry. And I've only seen threatening comments before when there's a land scam, and they usually cut locals in on it. And I said, Harry Reid, nothing happens in Nevada unless Harry Reid gets a slice of it. Well, we literally found hundreds of articles. If you type in Harry Reid, solar farm, Chinese, mainstream news, where they're all questioning it in 2012, his involvement in all this, because that was so unseemly. Now, it is the ranch that this guy's got grazing rights to, and the BLM has been told, you do whatever you want to those people. You keep them off, get the cows dead, destroy their water, get the tortoises out of there, it's ours. And then the media, I guarantee you CNN and all them knew this, they're CIA. They have been sent in there to make this about shootouts and the militia. I'll guarantee you, that's going to be what they're going to go with. You watch tonight. Fox is going to do it, too, because they're all sold out to the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and the rest of it. And they're going to go in there and make it about land rights, but only on the surface. While the big issue is, right in the middle of this, is the Chinese government and Harry Reid. We are breaking in 10 minutes the documents, the links, Kit Daniels' article. It's a rush job. We're going to be adding more. We're going to link to it with updates. Watson, be ready to update your article and link to it, the one that's linked on Drudge. County commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. We're going to update that article. There it is, National Journal. Go back to that National Journal for me. How Harry Reid delivered a 235-mile-long power line to Nevada. The Senate Majority Leader's political influence helped get a 235-mile transmission line for renewable energy built across Nevada, with the Chinese government financing it, and it's on Clive and Bundy's ranch, ladies and gentlemen. That's the rest of the story, and that's what this is all about. And we got the documents where they mention running him out. And now they're there running him out. They tried to buy him out, and they couldn't do it. This is incredible. It's all Obama and all these energy deals where they insiders get the money. Bunch of insiders get the money off the wind farm in West Texas. I'm not against these energy programs, but half these windmills don't even turn. It's just a scam. Man, Harry Reid is a piece of trash. No wonder he wants our guns. He's a criminal that's robbing America. He wants the people he's robbing disarmed. Robbers tie you down, folks. Now let's go to the Bundy Ranch. My head is spinning to see listening devices, cameras, snipers on the hill trained on people. And it's also the communist Chinese government can steal ranch land from Americans so Harry Reid can get a big fat slice of money. I'm just reeling right now. This is about to break. How big do you think this is? And will they sweep it under the rug, David Knight?
Well, this is huge, Alex. The research that Kit Daniels has found linking Harry Reid to the Bundy Ranch is just amazing. We've had linkage before. And the fact that his former staff member is now the head of BLM, but the fact that they tie it to this particular ranch, and we understand now what's behind it, the Chinese connections for this solar farm that they're going to put out here, that's amazing. But this operates at a lot of different levels. And, of course, at one level, it's what are they going to do on the ground? Are they going to defend the people? Do we have a law enforcement agency here or a sheriff's department that's going to defend the people to do what they're supposed to do? There's going to be...
No, they'd line up with Chinese soldiers and bayonet citizens, guarantee. They'll do anything they're told.
That's right. We're going to, right after we finish with this report, we're going to go into Vegas. There's going to be a demonstration at the sheriff's office that's at Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on 400 South Martin Luther King Boulevard in Las Vegas. And, of course, there's a lot of people that have gotten the news to go out and to protest the sheriff, at least shame him for not doing his duty, for not protecting the citizens here from outright theft of cattle, and then it will be the theft of their land and the brutalization of the Bundy family that we've seen.
I wish we had two teams out there, because if you go to that, they assault people every evening there. I want to catch that on tape.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to be back after the demonstration, but I don't know. We'll take your guidance, see what you think is more important for us to either be here.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? You're the guy on the ground there. It's just that
I think there's going to be a lot of people there, but of course, there's a lot of stuff happening here. We also have some out-of-state representatives who understand the constitutional issues involved here that are going to be coming and speaking. We have a stage that's being set up back here in the back, a makeshift stage. And so they're going to be coming in here tonight. There's going to be a lot of activities here. It's going to be a lot more like a media circus than it's been the next couple of days.
What else has been going on while I've been hyperventilating?
Well, basically, as I pointed out before in the, as we first started, the big media has really moved in. We got CNN planted themselves right underneath the metal structures. They erected these flagpoles that you see out here just a couple of days ago. They bolted them to some concrete, and they've got some banners up there. They took one of them down to do some repair or either take it to the demonstration that's going on in Las Vegas. And so now we see the national media is actually boots on the ground here. We also see Fox News is coming in with their helicopter. They were circling around and around and around, so I don't know what's going on with that. But we broke this story. Paul Joseph Watson broke it on Monday. That's when it became a national story, when Drudge picked that up. And they still don't have the story. They still don't get the understanding that this is about rights. And certainly they don't have the information that you just broke about the connection with Harry Reid and the Chinese and the documents scoping out the Bundy Ranch in advance.
Premeditated.
Yes.
Foreign takeover with a traitor. Sensational.
That's right.
Just simply sensational. It just never ends. This is like a James Bond movie, how evil these people are. I mean, of course, James Bond books were written by Ian Fleming. It was in the OSS, so it's based on a lot of real scenarios. The one they made a few years ago, not the last one, the one before last, is about shutting the water off to take over the country. That was based on a true story from just a decade ago. I mean, it's just so criminal how they don't build anything. They just seize and scam assets all day.
Yes. They want to turn everyone into renters. They don't want anybody to own anything. They want to move everybody off the land, whether it's this land, then it'll be the suburbs. They want to move everybody into small areas in the city under Agenda 21. And, of course, they want to take all of our rights, whether it is grazing rights and water rights this family has had for over a century, about 140 years, whether they want to steal that or whether they want to steal your property rights, whether they want to steal your privacy. Everything is up for grabs. They're taking everything. And the question is, how do we get these people under control? A lot of people believe that, of course, one of the places that it has to happen is at local law enforcement. They need to start standing up. So there's a
well, that's why the globalists have been federalizing their training and everything else and turning them into attack dogs. Then it's game over. We need to take our cities and counties back and sheriffs back now and stop stepping and fetching when we see government. We tell them, you work for us, this not the Chinese government.
This guy who's a sheriff here, I just found out, he is not up for re-election. He is standing down. So he's doing his, he's doing the bidding of the feds, I guess. So he's going to get some kind of nice, cushy position when he retires from here. Because I think if he were to stay any longer than this fall's election, he would probably be recalled, and rightfully so.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. David Knight, just carry on, cover whatever you think. We get more funds and stuff, we'll get even more reporters. We'd have two teams out there, but all of our reporters are doing just a fabulous job, and the people that showed up out there, I'm told it's in 300, 400 folks now at any one time out there. The numbers are just growing. You know, a lot of people live in Vegas. They should all go out there this weekend to see tyranny firsthand, to see the enemy, to see the BLM run by Harry Reid's former chief of staff, openly stealing property, openly taking police dogs at women, trying to scare them. I mean, I'll be honest, folks, I didn't go out there because I'm so busy, but also not because I'm scared. I can't be around this anymore. I mean, I just cannot be around guys that literally want to menace women and children with police dogs who work for Chinese generals. I just can't do it. I just can't be around it. How are you handling seeing these BLM people and their crazed looks in their eyes when they see an American? It's like they were trained from birth to destroy us.
Well, that accurately sums it up, Alex. These just hired thugs who brutalize women for the Chinese, so that we can hand over our assets to the Chinese, so that we can hand over all of our rights to the government. It's really horrible. Like, I just showed you the board that they put up of what they've been doing to his family members. And of course, there are other people here who are demonstrators and supporters. Some of them got that kind of treatment last night. We have to get to the point where people stand up for their rights, and part of that is educating them about what their rights are.
Well, I think they'll stay there. One more segment. This new development's going to blow them to hell.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help. Immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Final segment in Overdrive, and the article with the Chinese government, government documents, U.S. government documents, with the BLM and Harry Reid's former chief of staff, and Harry Reid and his son, taking 125 miles corridor that begins at that ranch with the Chinese government to build a solar farm. And it's all documented, and no one has connected the dots. It goes live at InfoWars.com in T-minus 5 minutes, counting down, T-minus 5 minutes. And I was wondering, everybody was there in the break going, how did you just say, run around the office saying, Harry Reid, Harry Reid? And I started thinking, I went, with a lot of things. It's always about a land grab. It's always about foreign governments. That's what UNESCO and the UN is. This is what happens in Africa, Latin America. They carve up different areas. And the Chinese government is using all the money their slaves, their people are putting out to buy up the U.S. So I didn't think Chinese. I just thought foreign government. And I thought, well, who gets a piece of that? It'll be whoever runs the state. And Harry Reid runs Nevada. So I said, investigate that sloppy pig. And sure enough, he was right in the middle of it. Be like if crime was going on in New York or New Jersey and you said, you know, look into John Gotti. I mean, you know, there's like hijackings of 18-wheelers. I mean, it ain't hard. I don't have a crystal ball here. I just have all this data, and then my brain can't even collate it all, and it just goes, Harry Reid, enemy, enemy. And I call Watson. I said, it'll be him. It'll be him. And I'm busy writing other articles, but I will look into it. And they heard me running around, so Kit Daniels did. I'm not tooting my horn. It's just crazy because I just know these crooks, folks. I eat, drink, and sleep these pieces. I want to say something. I really just want to use the proper English language. You know, I had family in England pre-Norman, and the S word is not really a cuss word, folks. In fact, it's an insult to shite to even say that Harry Reid's a piece of that, so... Excuse me, I'm gonna stop right now. Closing comments. I see you got some folks there with you, David Knight. You got 3-4 minutes. Take us out of here. Go ahead.
Alex, you knew that Harry Reid was up to this in some way because you've seen this at the local level. You've talked before about how you've seen local governments try to use, not even zoning, just coming around and declaring people in violation of codes and start accumulating fines on them on a daily basis until they can confiscate that property. At the local level, the corruption is with real estate and the people who get elected there. I've seen it in Tampa when I was younger. There was Sandy Friedman. They called her Sandlot Friedman because she condemned so many homes. They use code enforcement. And that's what's happening here, only on a much bigger federal international scale. It's nothing but the same little racket that these crooks run when they're at the city level. Now when they get to the national level, the state level, the international level, it's the same scam. They just use different justifications, slightly different justifications.
I saw a lot of scrambling around going on, saw some Oath Keepers. When are we having that press conference with, you got Chuck Baldwin's going to be there. He texted me this morning. There's going to be Stuart Rhodes, a bunch of people.
Yeah, I've heard varying reports about when people are going to get here. We've got Sheriff Mack is going to be coming. Stuart Rhodes is going to be coming. That's the first I've heard about Chuck Baldwin coming. I was told yesterday that some of them were already here, but then I've been told they're going to get here today or they're going to be here tomorrow. But there are people that are coming, and we also have some out-of-state reps who are going to be coming, and some state reps in different states.
I want to hear from Rand Paul and Ted Cruz on this right now.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, this could bring down Harry Reid, the article that's going live in mere seconds at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Folks, maximum effort to expose this. It is now live. Okay, well, put the question mark behind it then and refresh it, and let's get it up and give people the headline. Because just like I pop champagne whenever the Copenhagen documents came out that blew up in ClimateGate as a total fraud, and I told you that would devastate their global carbon tax, now it's almost irreparable. This almost calls for champagne. If this breaks today and gets big, I will have, I've only done this once in 19 years on air, I will have a glass of champagne tomorrow on the radio and TV. If we're, this is a Death Star level destruction event, okay? We may be able to literally annihilate Harry Reid, the arch criminal with Eric Holder. They're all on the rocks. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Just pray for their absolute annihilation in hell. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you can open a glass of champagne. I don't drink champagne, so maybe I can take a bottle and smack it against one of these poles up here in celebration of when that goes out.
I don't drink that much either, but the whole point is that this is an absolute Death Star level event. Hey, can we put this back up on screen? I'll read people the headline. Breaking, Senator Harry Reid behind BLM land grab of Bundy Ranch. Personally, to make money, that smiling, look at that piece of trash. BLM attempted cover-up of Senator Reid, Chinese government takeover of ranch for solar farm. David Knight, I just want to say great job, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Great job doing the research. It's always the usual suspects, but now you guys have got the smoking gun on him.
Yeah. People get excited when they win the Super Bowl, folks. You know, their team does. I get excited when we are literally. I'm sorry, folks. Help us. Nightly news. I'll be on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow. Pray for us. Pray for America. Thanks for all your support. Great job, crew.
We're on the march.
Yes.
Alex Jones.
Coming for you, murderers. Coming for you, Storm. Coming. We're coming.